Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. Click on the
government resources we have to use.
A baseball superstar comes clean.
I did take a banned substance. I'm very sorry.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaif, and with the CBS World News Roundup. The economic crisis could become a catastrophe, President Obama warned last night in his first primetime news conference. More stark talk as he pushes for fast passage of an economic stimulus plan to put the brakes on what he called not your ordinary run-of-the-mill recession. CBS's Peter Mayer was there last night and joins us live from the White House.
And this is the sound of that presidential pressure for action on the economic rescue plan.
It is only government that can break the vicious cycle where lost jobs lead to people spending less money, which leads to even more layoffs.
President Obama will return to these themes today in Fort Myers, Florida, scene of massive job losses and sweeping home foreclosures.
The most important thing we can do for our budget crisis right now is to make sure that the economy doesn't continue to tank. And that's why passing the economic recovery plan is the right thing to do, even though I recognize that it's expensive.
And he had this terse response to Republican critics of his plan.
They presided over a doubling of the national debt. I'm not sure they have a lot of credibility when it comes to fiscal responsibility.
So much for the calls for bipartisanship that were heard at the start of the economic debate. As CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss reports, only a few Republicans will side with the president in a crucial vote today.
The Senate's expected to pass the $800 billion stimulus bill today, with tax cuts for individuals and massive spending for roads and clean energy and help for the unemployed. Senate Leader Harry Reid.
The American people believe help is on the way. We must prove it.
The critical vote came last night on a procedural motion to beat back a Republican filibuster, Missouri Republican Kit Bond.
$1 trillion is a terrible thing to waste.
But three Republicans joined Democrats to barely exceed the 60-vote threshold, clearing the way for today's final passage.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. On top of the stimulus bill, the Treasury Department is to unveil today the second half of the $700 billion program to stabilize financial markets. The first half seems to have flopped.
So I would hope that the money...
This man got to tell President Obama at the town hall meeting in Elkhart, Indiana yesterday...
Tried to give it to a bank.
Not to pour money into banks, but directly to people to create jobs. Mr. Obama replied that banks have to be stable so they can get back to lending. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
President Obama used the word depressing to describe the news about one of baseball's biggest names, the admission by superstar Alex Rodriguez on ESPN that he used performance-enhancing drugs from 2001 through 2003.
Back then, it was a different culture. It was very loose. I was young. I was stupid. I was naive. I did take a banned substance.
Rodriguez had just signed baseball's richest contract with the Texas Rangers at the time, and there was no penalty for steroid use then. A-Rod's with the Yankees now, and fans say the admission could make for a rough spring.
I think it let me down, a lot of Yankee fans down.
The fans are going to look much different on him, and so I think it's going to be harsh.
CBS's Steve Futterman says this could be just the first chapter in a long, dark book.
This may be just the tip of the iceberg. In 2003, when Major League Baseball tested players for the first time, 104 players tested positive. Now, Rodriguez is the only name that has so far been publicly released from that list. If the other names are eventually released, it could send more shockwaves through the world of baseball.
It's the World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Countrywide Financial will have to modify the mortgages of 6,800 people in Colorado. The firm has reached a $7.7 million settlement with the state, which said Countrywide used deceptive practices to push borrowers into risky loans. Attorney General John Southers says Countrywide will have to offer reduced interest rates and other programs to help people stay in their homes.
Countrywide has already begun contacting eligible borrowers in Colorado to determine if they qualify under these loan modification settlements.
Among options that will be offered, lowering interest rates to 3.5% for 5 years. Aurora city leaders are acting now in anticipation of at least two more years of budget shortfalls. They met last night in Aurora. A projected drop in sales tax revenue forced another $8.5 million to slide off the Aurora city budget. Drivers will notice changes, more potholes as fewer residential streets get resurfaced, and library services will see reductions as well. The U.S. Forest Service has withdrawn nearly 67,000 acres of national forest land from an auction of oil and gas leases in southwestern Colorado. The Forest Service pulled the land after two county governments and the Colorado Division of Wildlife complained drilling there could hurt natural resources in the area. The land is in the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests. And an apartment fire in Longmont apparently began on a balcony. More than a dozen people are out of their homes. Longmont Emergency Manager Don Amon says it could have been worse.
Certainly it's a multifamily dwelling with an awful lot of apartments in it, and if it spread a little bit further, you know, we could be talking about 10, 12 apartments at this point.
Amon tells 9 News one apartment was destroyed and 3 others damaged. Sports, the Avs are at Columbus tonight, and the Nuggets are at Miami. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where this morning's commute is already a busy one. Got a truck that was hauling some garbage, and some of that caught on fire in the back of the bed, so you could see some activity on the ramp from 38 to southbound I-25. Now, it sounds like the fire's out, but you're going to see some flashing lights. And heading up into the high country in the foothills, there's a single vehicle accident. This is westbound I-70, right around Lookout Mountain. Now, volume is light enough there that it shouldn't really slow you down too much. It is starting to build for southbounders on I-25 coming in from Thornton and Northland, right around in westbounders on 76, getting a little busy near 270. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Nothing says romance like Hand and Stone Massage Spa. Come in for a soothing couples massage or treat your sweetie with a Hand and Stone Massage gift card. Now open in Highlands Ranch. Call 303-586-5700. That's 303-586-5700 or visit handandstone.com.
This morning at 10.
President Obama holding his first primetime news conference. We've got the postgame and the Senate ready to vote on the final stimulus package. What really is being left in this bill? And the Obama administration is ready to unveil their recovery plan for the bank bailout. It's all coming up, and former President Jimmy Carter on The Ed Schultz Show.
The Ed Schultz Show, this morning at 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Living the traumas and the setbacks of everyday life. 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, and we're off to the races, and we're off for running. We got a chance of snow today, 30%, a high of 45. And good morning. It's good to have you along. 303-713-7600. I haven't done that in a long time, repeated the phone number right off the bat. You know, phone numbers used to be crutches. And they still are for talk show hosts. Like, in other words, you incorporate the phone number into your patter. Or you're babbling. Okay, I got to ask John Turk this question here this morning. Because we were talking about it yesterday. So I got to ask Turk if this is A, right, or B, I'm just being immature. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I have some people on my Facebook page. We're back to this again. Why are you laughing? Because I'm back on this topic again?
No, I dig it.
Okay, I got some people on my Facebook page who don't like President Obama, who, by the way, I thought hit a home run last night. They don't like him.
Uh-huh.
And they're parroting the usual GOP talking points.
Uh-huh.
So I kicked him off. Is that being immature, or is that wrong? Or
I don't know if it's immature. I think it. Jay, you said we don't always have to agree on everything. We can still be friends.
Yeah, but I just don't want to hear that on my Facebook page. I just don't want to see that on my Facebook page. Isn't there any place you can go where you can escape politics. And I've been making this big mistake, and I got to stop it. You know, they have the, if you go to most newspapers, they have selections where you can share, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you can post things to your Facebook page.
You do about 10 to 15 of those a day.
I know, and I got to stop doing it because then people get on my Facebook page and use it as a forum to debate.
Didn't you just say that you didn't want Facebook to be a political forum, but yet you're constantly putting these things up
there? I know, and I should stop doing it.
You're breaking your own rule.
I know, and I should stop doing it. And Bob Herbert has an excellent op-ed column today in the New York Times about Barack Obama. And so I posted it to my Facebook page.
And you got some response?
People started debating it already and making snide comments about Barack Obama.
Right.
Now, see, I have to explain to people that I would say probably a third to maybe a fourth or fifth of the people that are on there are from Chicago.
A lot of them.
Yeah. And I've admitted to this on the air. I've admitted this on the air before. I worked at a radio station where they forced me, which is trying to take a square peg and put it in a round hole. They forced me to be conservative until I couldn't take it anymore and I walked out. So some of these people remember the old me. You know, it wasn't that I was conservative. You know what it was? I was like somebody else in this building who will remain nameless, who lays down to the person that they're on the air with. And I went along to get along because I just didn't want to argue with people. I don't like arguing with people now, really. Like, I'm still upset over that whole thing with that Mike guy yesterday where he claimed that I hung up on him because he was black.
Oh, Mark in Denver yesterday?
Yeah.
In the last hour?
Yeah. We should have stripped that call off and played it. Because I don't think I was being unreasonable.
Not at all.
Do you think I was being unreasonable with
him? Not at all. And we got a lot of response from listeners as well saying that you handled it fine.
But, you know, the question is, can you let people on here and let them say anything they want? Or should you mildly or just try to challenge them without being rude about it? And I don't know. Was I rude to that guy?
Not at all. I mean, you have been rude to folks before, but not at all with that phone call.
I haven't been rude to anybody in a long time,
have I?
Uh-huh.
You've been really easy to get along with lately.
Lately? I thought like in the last year or so,
yeah.
I've kind of buzzed it down.
No, I agree.
All right, so anyway, was it wrong to me to kick these people off? Well, I mean, give me your viewpoint, John.
Well, I'm not going to kick everybody off. I mean, when the election was going on, I was getting all kinds of stuff, you know, from other people, from conservative friends of mine. And, you know, I mean, I didn't kick them off. Yeah, I think you're being a little bit childish on this one, Jay.
All right, I've only popped one person.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it somebody I know? Or is it just some random?
No, it's a guy from Chicago. I popped him off.
Well, it's only one guy.
Okay, so I should stop the Stalinistic purge on my Facebook page. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you can do whatever you want. It's your Facebook page, but you can't be upset for somebody becoming partisan when you're the one posting the material on there for them to react to.
Yeah, you're right. I gotta stop.
Look at this, but don't react to it.
Yeah, I gotta stop. Okay, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You got me.
I don't know. If I may be wrong, Jay, I don't know.
No, I think you're right. I gotta stop fooling around. All right, let me read a little bit of this Bob Herbert thing, because it's really good. And this applies to those of us who have been critical of Barack Obama. And I've been critical of President Obama. And you don't want to be a water carrier for somebody. But on the other hand, you don't want to abandon somebody either. Now, I've come to accept the fact, and I hope you have too, that President Obama is going to do what he thinks is right, and that he's going to reach out, which I'm not so sure works, but he's going to reach out, and then he's got a bottom line, like he repeated last night. And a lot of us have been on him for trying to be bipartisan and also picking people who we basically don't like. And, okay, that's fine, but shouldn't we sit back and judge his performance instead of, I mean, this is a fine line. We can get on the air, you and I can get on the air, and I say you because you can call up. We get on the air and we can criticize President Obama and we can say, well, we don't like this, we don't like that. But does it mean that we're rejecting him totally? No. Now, let me read some of this this op-ed piece from Bob Herbert. Hold on, let me clear my throat. Okay, remnants of the cold, which is still hanging around. This is called The Chess Master. It was just a week ago that the bad-mouthing of Barack Obama seemed to be reaching a fever pitch. The president was taking heat for the tax problems of Tom Daschle, Timothy Geithner, and other appointees and nominees. Liberal supporters of the president were upset that he was making such a high-profile effort to get Republicans to climb aboard his stimulus bandwagon, his stimulus package bandwagon. Self-styled middle-of-the-roaders were snarling that Mr. Obama was not doing enough bipartisan outreach, even as Republicans on Capitol Hill were attacking his economic package with the kind of venom usually reserved for the handiwork of Satan. Mr. Obama was called a hypocrite, dismissed as both craven and politically naive, and taken to task for being too much in the public eye. The president was even accused, oh my goodness, of working in the Oval Office without a suit jacket on. And what was Mr. Obama doing as this chaos and tension and criticism swirled around him? Not surprisingly, keeping a level head. Mr. Daschle, who was supposed to be the administration's point person on health care reform, withdrew his nomination as Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Mr. Obama promptly took the blame for the foul-up. I've got to own up to my mistake, he said. Polls show that this went over very well with the public. After making every effort and failing to generate significant GOP support for the stimulus package, the president ratcheted up his rhetoric, pointing to the stunning job losses in January and sharply criticizing the Republicans' obstructionist tactics. On Friday, a weakened but still enormous stimulus bill was agreed upon in the Senate, a crucial advance for Mr. Obama. On Monday, he was on the road making the case for a stimulus bill in Elkhart, Indiana, which is enduring depression levels of joblessness and is desperate for federal assistance. Speaking to a crowded town hall-style meeting, Mr. Obama said endless delay or paralysis in Washington in the face of this crisis will only bring deepening disaster. I can tell you that doing nothing is not an option. And the crowd cheered and supported him enthusiastically throughout his appearance. By the way, this is an area that did not vote for him. There's also a tendency to understand Barack Obama. To underestimate Barack Obama. We are inclined in the news media to hyperventilate over every political or policy setback, no matter how silly or insignificant, while Mr. Obama has shown again and again that he takes a longer view. There's no way, for example, that the Daschle flap was going to derail the forward march of a man who had survived Reverend Jeremiah Wright fiasco. It's early, but there are signs that Mr. Obama may be the kind of president who is incomprehensible to his critics among us, and who is responsible and mature, who is concerned not just with the short-term political realities, but also with the long-term policy and implications. He has certainly handled himself much better than some of the clowns carrying leadership banners for the GOP. Michael Steele and the new Republican Party chairman could barely contain his glee over the fact that no Republicans voted for the stimulus package in the House. The goose egg that you laid on the president's desk was just beautiful, he said. The bill stinks, said Lindsey Graham of South Carolina during the Senate debate on the package. Representative Pete Sessions of Texas, chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, made it clear that his party was committed to the low road when he talked about picking up pointers from the Taliban. Boy, you know, can you imagine that the GOP says this kind of stuff? I'm not joking. Insurgency. We understand perhaps a little bit more because of the Taliban, said Mr. Sessions in an interview with Hotline, which is part of the National Journal. The simple truth is that most Republican politicians would like Mr. Obama to fail because that is their ticket to quick return to power. I think the president is a more formidable opponent than they realize. Mr. Obama is like a championship chess player, always several moves ahead of friend and foe alike. He's smart, deft, elegant, and subtle. When Lindsey Graham was behaving like a six-year-old on the Senate floor and Pete Sessions was studying passages in his Taliban handbook, Mr. Obama and his aides were assessing what's achievable in terms of the stimulus legislation and how best to get there. Now, I think Herbert's got it down about Barack Obama. I think he's got it down totally. That even though he does things that you and I would not totally agree with, still, you had to walk away last night impressed with Barack Obama. He is mature, he's got a steady hand on the tiller, and he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. And he's honest. I mean, he's willing to admit that this thing may not 100% work out the way he thinks it should. Now, when was the last time you heard that in 8 years? 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and John Turk with traffic.
Jay, traffic's looking pretty normal on the highways around Denver right now. Starting to really build up there in North Glen from 104 down to 84. Speeds dipping down into the 40s there already. Not so bad once you get downtown. Some volumes are pretty heavy, but speeds are decent from I-70 past Spear. Also starting to build in Aurora, southbound 225 at Colfax again around Tamarack Parkway. A couple crashes to look out for out there. Mississippi and Chambers and one in the high country. Accident westbound I-70 near Lookout Mountain. And you do want to be careful, wet and slushy in spots on 70 as you approach the Eisenhower Tunnel all the way to Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy, chance.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15OFF. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15OFF.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says rivet?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Jeep announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price. Plus, generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Jeep dealer today.
Time? I take each and every one of you out to Rockies. Just to prove my point. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-400-1837. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-400-1837. 1-800-400-1837. 1-800-400-1837.
Are you in sales or do you own a business?
Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-500-5714. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-500-5714. 1-800-500-5714.
If you delay acting on an economy of this severity, then you potentially create a negative spiral.
All over the news this morning, and it should be at 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. Chance of snow, high today 45. Should be all over the news. I mean, that was his first press conference, and yeah, his answers were long. I think people will criticize him for that, for the length of them. But to me, President Obama went above and beyond to explain exactly to us where he's coming from. And I write about this in my blog at jmarvinblog.com. And I'm going to repeat a little bit of it here, but he went above and beyond to explain to us exactly where he stood. Gone was the stagecraft. Gone were the lies that we've been used to for the last 8 years. And the only thing that his GOP critics have are the same talking points and the same nitpicking that they always engage in. Like Bob Herbert pointed out, well, he's not wearing a suit jacket in the White House. And as Lindsey Graham pointed out, this bill stinks. Well, Lindsey, what's your alternative? And the alternative is if you look at what they want tax cuts again. Now, step back for a second and think about the first time anybody ever talked about tax cuts to you. Sounded good, didn't it? Oh, really? I'm not going to have to pay as much? I might even get a little bit back? Didn't that stuff sound good? It sounded good to me. But I knew deep in my heart it was the wrong way to go. And that it doesn't work. So here now we sit on February the 10th, 2009, and look at the situation we're in. By the way, I don't think it gave the weather. Chance of snow, high today 45, and about a 30% chance of that. But look at the situation we're sitting in, because we followed that logic, because people bought that logic, that tax cut, that you could fly for free, that there could be no community commitment on the part of anybody, that problems would solve themselves instead of being proactive and trying to prevent or solve those problems, whether it came to education, whether it came to the infrastructure, whether it came to foreign policy, whatever you want to name. Whatever you want to name, this country, I've been alive 56 years. This country is more screwed up now than it's ever been within my lifetime. And I thought Vietnam was the pinnacle. That it couldn't get any worse. That Richard Nixon, who did some good things, was the pinnacle. And that Ronald Reagan was flat wrong. And all of these chickens have come home to roost. Now we're stuck paying for this stuff. And how does this affect Colorado? Well, I'll tell you how it affects Colorado. We've got less federal money to play with. We've got problems here in this state that need to be fixed. We've got an aging infrastructure here. I've mentioned this on the air a million times. The roads in this state are disgusting. They're disgusting. How many times have you been jolted going over a pothole? How many times has your car scraped while you're driving? Now what's beginning to happen is we don't have the money to fix these problems. That's what's beginning to happen. And the state is running a deficit. So what do they start looking at? They start looking at cutting school back to 4 days a week.
cutting off money for mental health, which is so important, and other areas. And this is all a result of the shape that the country's in, and that there are other states going through the same problems. Now, the federal government can't be our sugar daddy. It can't be, and it shouldn't be. But when the economy slows down, then there's less revenue collected, there's less money, there's a poorer living standard, and although we're not facing as bad as other states, Colorado still has problems. And we could be the leader in green technology. The stimulus package would help us because we would be the leader in green technology. We can be the leader in green technology, but it takes money. And you know what? Being a leader in green technology also creates jobs. As President Obama said last night, going around and retrofitting buildings so that they are energy efficient and they are as green as we can get them benefits you and I and benefits the state of Colorado, because somebody's got to do that work. That's the beginning of high-tech jobs. I don't get it where the GOP's coming from. Well, I do get it. You know what they want? They want a ticket back into power. That's what they want. And they're praying that Barack Obama fails. And when you pray that the President of the United States fails, then you're praying that the country fails.
You know what I thought was a great point he brought up last night was that right now is not the time for these people that are in office to be posturing for their next election.
That's right.
You know, I thought that was one of the main points. I mean, we're at a critical time in the history of, you know, our country. And some of these leaders need to be thinking, you know what, maybe I need to do the right thing, even if it means I don't get reelected in 2010.
I agree 100%. I mean, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and John Boehner of Ohio need to get off it, okay? And the GOP needs to stop it. And examples of equating Obama with the Taliban, you know what? Stop it. And to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and the rest of those people who are largely, I maintain, ineffective because of hype, but still, they're talking to 26%, 25%. They need to knock it off, too. Isn't there something more important than making money?
Lindsey Graham really gets under my skin.
Yeah, mine, too.
Oh, big time.
You know, take a jet out of the country, Lindsey. No, I shouldn't say that. That's not right.
Oh, boy.
That's not right.
He's one of those GOPers that just seriously.
I think you could sit down and have a conversation with him, and he'd probably be a nice guy. I just don't agree with where he's coming from.
He just seems real condescending to me.
Well, you know, you got to
know it all.
Well, you know, you got to remember that there's two layers of people who object. Well, no, actually, there's three layers of people. All right, they're the people who are sincerely mean and partisan. And they don't put the country first. What they really want to do is put themselves first and their ticket to get back into office.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's those folks. Then there are the people who philosophically disagree, but they're sincere and they're nice people and they're open. In other words, they just tell you they don't agree with you. And they're up for a lively debate, but they're not evil people, and they're not nasty. And then you've got a third level of people who look at this as being an opportunity to make money off mm-hmm. of the conflicts, and that's the media. And I include myself in that. I mean, that's one of the things that makes me the sickest about this is that, you know, I got to get opinion radio is one thing, but ginning up conflict is another.
Like, who did some of these other shows around the building have on in response to Barack Obama's speech last night? Guys like Jerome Corsi.
Yeah.
The case against Barack Obama.
Yeah, or claiming that Barack Obama's stimulus plan is the same as George Bush's policy.
He's just stealing his ideas.
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, stick your head in a bucket of cold water and wake up and sober up. All right, we'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. You know that this is going to dominate the entire morning. So that's okay with me. I'll take as many calls, pro and con, as you want to deliver at 303-713-7600. Jay Marvin along with John Turk. And John's got a look at traffic.
Jay, traffic is really starting to build there on the southbound side of 25 in Northland again near downtown. Also getting busy on 270 and 76. Heading into downtown there in Commerce City. Do have a couple accidents out there to let you know about. One on the tollway, E-470 near U.S. 85. Also got a two-vehicle crash, Mississippi and Chambers. And one in the high country on westbound I-70. It is near Lookout Mountain. We do have some winter driving conditions up there. You're going to have some slushy, wet, and maybe snowpack spots on 70 as you approach the Eisenhower Tunnel, and that'll take you all the way past Vail into Eagle County. Your forecast, partly cloudy, cooler with possible afternoon snow showers and a high of 46 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 32. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Tom Martino. Can't get to the home show? I'll bring the show to you at windowandsidingsale.com. Home show pricing means big savings.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person, a personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Good Feet Medical Director. Dr. Clark, what's the most common request you get from Good Feet customers?
Lots of people ask for something soft and spongy to put in their shoes. One man actually had 5 of those drugstore gel cushions in his shoes when he walked through the door, and his feet were still killing him.
So what did you tell him?
I told him all those gel cushions weren't helping him one bit. I explained that to remove the pressure causing pain, he needed support, not padded cushions. A cushion might provide some momentary relief, but for long-term relief, nothing beats Good Feet Arch Support.
Did he give Good Feet a try?
Yes, he did. And even before he left the store, his pain was gone.
Get up to $50 off your purchase of the Good Feet Arch Support System during Good Feet's winter sale. But time's running out. The sale ends February 28th. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
We're back with coin expert Bill Gale. Now, Bill, I've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty, and the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-600-5527. That's 1-800-600-5527. 1-800-600-5527.
With respect to Sean Hannity, I didn't know that he had invited me for a beer. You know, but I will take that under advisement. Generally, his opinion of me does not seem to be very high, but I'm always good for a beer.
It was a teenage wedding, and the old folks wished them well.
Chalk.
You could see that
later recorded by Emmy Lou Harris. 6:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chances know, high today, 45, and that cut about Obama and Hannity is just hilarious. Because once again, Barack Obama shows that, you know what, he's doing the same thing now that he did in the primaries and the general election. He's just above those guys. He's just way above those guys. Here's Jeremy in Aurora. Jeremy, you're on AM 760. Oh, excuse me. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great, great. Hey, man, it was just nice to be talked to as an adult for a change by the president. Far too long we've gone with being treated as children. It was nice to be told, look, this is a serious problem. We've got to pull together. It's time to go to work and get it done. And I applaud it. I applaud it. Watched the entire address. There are parts of it that troubled me, but overall I thought he did a pretty good job for his first time.
What parts troubled you?
The impression I got from listening to him is he will allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon or nuclear weapons if they don't already. It's very unclear in his response to Helen Thomas, and it leads me to believe there's more going on than we're being told. And I firmly am against that. That's one of the few things I probably supported Bush on, and I was actually disappointed Bush did less on his way out to stop that, unless something has changed that we are not aware of in the public.
Well, I didn't get that impression. The impression I got was that he's going to do exactly what we need to do, which is to sit down and find out why exactly they believe they need this and what's troubling them, and to set an example with Russia about how to handle this situation and to diffuse any kind of paranoia that they may have. Let me also point something else out to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the rhetoric that you hear from Ahmadinejad, a lot of that is aimed towards his own populace because they've got economic problems there.
Of course.
So, you know what? It's that old thing about, you know, the old thing about, you know, you're the enemy of my enemy. So let's all rally together under the flag. Does this sound familiar? Let's all rally together under the flag and blame it on somebody else instead of taking responsibility for the bad decisions we've made.
Well, like I said, I just got the impression that something has changed behind the scenes. I think it's quite possible they already have these weapons, and that's why Bush didn't do anything on his way out of office, as many people expected. And, you know, again, he was very vague in his response to Helen Thomas's question, what Middle East countries do have nuclear weapons. Obviously, he ain't going to name Israel, but I got the impression that it was more than just Israel. And,
well,
you know, other than that, though, I thought he did a pretty good job.
You just got to keep one thing in mind. The big mistake the Bush administration made was that they didn't want to talk to anybody. I mean, it was do as I say, not as I do.
They blew a great chance with Iran.
That's right. And if you don't go along with what I say, look, Their whole philosophy was this. We're the last superpower left on Earth. Either you do what we tell you to do, or we're going to spank you and make your life miserable.
And you tell me, Jay, I lost 3 members in Iraq, 3 family members. I'm not real happy at Bush.
Yeah, you can't operate that way. I mean, you got to go to people and say, look, you got to try to unwind situations, not wind them up. And I don't know if you're old enough to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, but I swear to God, and I'm giving you, and I don't, well, I shouldn't use that because I'm not totally convinced there is a God, but I swear to you, that in 1962, if these guys had been in power, we'd all be dead.
No question. No question. Well, Jay, I got to hit work. Thanks for talking.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks for calling. Hope you'll call again.
Will do.
All right, see ya. Let's go to Don in Littleton. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I thought a lot of there's too much pork in there.
Well, okay, wait a minute. If there's too much, first of all, what a job stimulation bill is it's about spending, and yeah. It's about putting people to work. Now, when you say there's too much pork in there, give me some examples of that.
Well, that Pelosi, and she wants a whole bunch of money for global warming research and stuff.
Well, yeah, but we need that. That's
we
number
need
one.
That. We need people to go to work, not fool
well,
around.
Well, how do you if you're going to have people do research? Don't and we don't have adequate manpower and woman power now to do it, then you're going to have to hire people to do it. And isn't that putting people to work?
They've already got scientists working on it. So
but we don't have enough. We don't have enough. We're extremely deficient in that area.
They can put people to work Monday morning if they wanted to. They already got the money appropriated to build that fence along the border.
But wait a minute. What are you jumping from global warming to the fence for?
That'll put people to work.
Well, there are people working on that fence.
Not enough.
Well, I don't know because I don't know how many people are working on it. But I just read a report here the other day that one of the things that they've done, and they're fighting with environmentalists about this, is that there's a gulch that runs through that area, and that it's been that way for years. And there's been all kinds of stuff that's gone on there, from smuggling human beings to smuggling narcotics. And everything else, and they have built a bridge. They filled in part of that gulch, and they're going to put a road on top for the Border Patrol to be able to drive back and forth over that bridge to be able to look at what's going on down that canyon. So they're working on that, but there's other sectors of the economy that we need to put people to work. And when you say we don't need research on global warming, I mean, I think you're totally and completely wrong about that.
There's a lot of places, you know, like he said, he wanted to build schools and stuff like that. That'd be a quicker fix than worrying about global warming. That'd put people to work faster.
Well, he is talking about doing that. He gave the example of the school, I believe it was in South Carolina. That he went to. But you know what? A stimulus bill is spending. And you're going to have to spend in order to put people back to work. So whether it's putting people to work on global warming, a fence at the border, or retrofitting buildings for energy efficiency, or fixing schools, that's all putting people to work.
Yeah, it'd be faster putting people to work on schools than getting the scientist people. There's more out-of-work common people, you know, everyday working laborers that could be working right now doing that.
Well, he is talking about that.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's in the bill. He is talking about it.
Yep.
I mean, he said last night that the bill contains no pork. Now, you know what? You're laughing, but I ask you to point something out. And I mean, the best you could come up with was, you know, global warming, which you and I would disagree on the priority of that. But any place else, there's, you know, that's the nature of what we're trying to do, which is we're trying to put people to work. And when you put people to work, then you're gonna have to spend in order to do it, and you're gonna have to, and spending can be interpreted as pork projects, but you've got to have the money, and you've got to be able to put people to work in all sectors of the economy.
Right. Oh, one thing before I go, you made a statement last week that was incorrect about the gun law they're trying to get through.
There's no legislation for that.
Yes, there is. AR-43 or something like that, they're trying to sneak through.
AR-43 is not the right number for a House bill or a Senate bill.
I forget what the number is, but they are trying to get one through.
Well, you know what? If they are trying to get it through, I read a lot of newspapers, I don't see it ever mentioned in there, and I don't believe that on the list of priorities they even give a damn about who owns guns.
Yeah, they want to have everybody get a mental test and then the
finger. Oh, I don't mind that. I think that's probably a pretty good idea.
Well, I don't want to give up all my guns. I guess.
Well, nobody's asking you. There is no legislation currently pending
yes,
that asks
is.
You to give up your gun. Well, okay, then you know what? Go find me, and this is where I get frustrated.
go find me where the legislation is and email me the legislation or point it out, and I'll tell you what, at the top of the hour, I'll look it up, too.
Talk to Peter Boyles. He talks about it every day.
Well, he can talk about it all he wants to, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's true. I mean, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the rest of them all talk about things,
there
and it doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
There is a bill trying to
All right.
Trying
well, you know what? You know what? I'll tell you what. I'll look it up. And if there is a bill, I'll say so. But yeah, if there's not, I'm not gonna cop to something that isn't true.
Peter Boyles talks about it every day.
You know what? I don't care if Peter Boyles talks about it, Don. That doesn't make it. That doesn't make. Oh, now he's smarter than me?
Yeah, he knows what's going on. You don't.
Don, you don't either.
You don't. You bow down to Obama. He ain't going to do nothing.
He ain't going to do nothing. No, he isn't going to do anything. Not,
he's not doing nothing about the Mexicans.
Oh, jeez.
Get rid of them.
Well, you just played your hand now. Now we know where you're coming from.
Yeah, we need to get rid of them. Put our people to work. Get them off the medical stuff.
Okay.
We spend $38 million a year, or $38 billion a year for medical and school on them people.
Okay, where's your source on that?
I've heard it on different shows.
You heard it on Peter Boyle's show. Okay. Yeah. You know what, Don? Fine. We'll see you later. I mean, no source, no information. By the way, I have to tell you that Cherry Creek flows backwards. Not because it's true, but because I believe it's true. 6:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You know, okay, now, all right, now how do you handle a guy like that? No, I mean, was I rude?
No, not at all.
Was I too loud? Was I pressing him too much?
You handled it fine. Handled it just fine.
You sure?
Positive. Positive. I mean, I know I printed something out. It's a HR 45. The Blair Holt, what do they call it?
Where's it?
Blair Holt's Firearm Licensing and Record of Sale Act of 2009. I printed it out. I'll bring it in to you.
Where is it? In the House?
It doesn't say, according to this thing.
And where
did you introduced? On 1-6-2009.
Okay, and where did you get it from?
I got this off of govtrack.us. A civic project to track Congress.
Okay, let me point out two things. Number one, I was wrong about that, and he was right. But the other thing I want to point out about that is anybody can introduce a bill. Whether the bill sees the light of day on
he
the floor.
He said Obama's pushing it through.
But that's not true.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. And I'm here to predict to you that that's false paranoia. And that bill will never see the light of day. But I will give Don credit for the fact that there is a bill there. All right, 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. John, go ahead. Traffic.
Jay got a new crash kind of hampering things down in Commerce City. Westbound 76, just after 85, going to see small backups to 88th Avenue. Starting to see some stop-and-go conditions, too, around the metro. Southbound 25, our fullest little stretch of highway in North Glen from 120th to 84th, speeds in the teens and 20s there. Same deal after 48th Avenue approaching downtown. A few surface street crashes out there, a couple anyway, Mississippi and Chambers, one at northbound Santa Fe and Alameda. Also got one on the tollway, E-470 near US 85. Your forecast, partly cloudy, chance for snow in the afternoon. Yes, sir?
I was just going to say, before I go whole hog in this whole bill, I want to see what the bill contains.
Yeah.
Because I want to see if it contains mental tests and all of this kind of stuff.
What's wrong with mental tests for people who...
Well, Don objected to it.
Yeah.
And then, wonder what's wrong with Don. And then jump to the conclusion that people are trying to take his guns. And, Don, there's a Second Amendment. You ever heard of it? All right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be doing that. He's not here to answer. Go ahead.
Jay, I was just finishing up the forecast. Today, highs in the mid-40s. Right now, 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Tom Martino. Can't get to the home show? I'll bring the show to you at windowandsidingsale.com. Home show pricing means big savings.
Hey, guys. Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community. IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts free seminar, is Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. in the Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs, and save up to 60% on solar energy with Independent Power Systems free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably. Join IPS Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge and learn how you can save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/Westridge for details about this free seminar. That's solarips.com/Westridge. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
Plus, generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
The next few days, the weather word is cold.
Imagine if it was as cold inside as outside. Many Coloradans can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stuff. Love that. 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Once something goes on, I have to get to the bottom of it. Let me respond to Don if he's still listening. Or maybe he's just gone off. Maybe he's just gone off back to Boyle's. H.R. 45, which is not AR. Blair Holt Firearm Licensing Record for Sale Act of 2009. Here's what it says. Blair Holt's Firearm Licensing and Record Sale Act of 2009 amends the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act to prohibit a person from possessing a firearm unless that person has been issued a firearm license under this act or a state system certified under this act and such license has not been invalidated or revoked. Prescribes license application, insurance, and renewal requirements. Prohibits transferring or receiving a qualifying firearm unless the recipient presents a valid firearms license. The license is verified and the dealer records a tracking authorization number. Prescribed firearms transfer reporting and record keeping requirements. Directs the Attorney General to establish and maintain a federal record of the sales system. Prohibits transferring a firearm to any person other than the licensee unless the transfer is processed through a licensed dealer in accordance with the National Instant Criminal Background Check System requirements, with exceptions. A licensed manufacturer or dealer failing to comply with reporting and record requirements of this act, failing to report the loss or theft of a firearm to the Attorney General within 72 hours, failing to report to the Attorney General an address change within 60 days, keeping a loaded firearm or unloaded. Okay, so there's nothing in here about taking your guns. Okay? I mean, that's just hysteria. All right, we'll continue talking about Obama at his press conference. If you're on the phones, hang on. If not, 303-713.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit Incredible Smiles.
Dazzle your date with symphony tickets for Valentine's Day. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents Awakening Your Heart, a romantic evening on February 14th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Enjoy a trio of romantic delights as the symphony plays Bach's Air from Suite No. 3, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, and Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos with pianists Misha and Sipa Dichter. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org. It's at 800-300-DIET. That's 800-300-DIET. And find out what products will work best for you.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. It's back on the road again for President Obama. He leaves shortly to continue making the case for the economic stimulus bill. Today he visits the Fort Myers, Florida area, where Charlotte Ray Nicely with Lehigh Community Services has seen a big jump in the number of people asking for help.
They're mainly construction workers, and now there's nothing for them to do.
The stimulus bill could clear the Senate today, but faces a tough time in negotiations with the House. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's the president going to say in Florida?
Well, he will push for grassroots pressure for action on that economic recovery plan.
I can't afford to see Congress play the usual political games.
And 2 hours from now, Treasury Secretary Geithner will warn that critical parts of the financial system are damaged. He'll be announcing a revised bank bailout plan. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs discussed it on the CBS News Early Show.
We've got to make sure that credit and capital flow and that people have access to that kind of money so that they can create jobs and get the economy moving again.
The administration wants a public-private partnership to buy troubled bank assets. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The FBI and Congress are trying to get to the bottom of the salmonella outbreak that sickened close to 600 people and killed 8. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. What's the latest?
Frank, agents have raided Peanut Corporation of America's headquarters and its contaminated Georgia plant. And a House panel meets today to subpoena the company's president. New figures show U.S. peanut butter sales have dropped 22%. Kansas State University food safety expert Douglas Powell says it's hard for consumers to track particular products linked to the outbreak.
It's very prudent just to stay away from that stuff until this all gets sorted out.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The sweet music for Rihanna and Chris Brown has apparently come to an end. The Los Angeles Times says Rihanna is helping police build a domestic violence case against Brown. The paper says she came away from a weekend altercation with bruises and a scratch on her face. A Pentagon study finds the number of overweight and obese troops has more than doubled since the start of the war in Iraq. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
Based on stress, multiple deployments, the general nature of our society, this probably is not greatly surprising.
Time behind bars in California can be hard time.
It's bad living conditions in here. This ain't no way to keep no individual or human being.
Now a three-judge panel has ordered the state to throw the jailhouse doors open to reduce overcrowding. The state says it may have to release as many as 58,000 prisoners if the judges stick to their guns. The number of people killed by Australia's wildfires has passed 180. Officials say it could top 200. Residents say the devastation is widespread.
You didn't even recognize your area. It was just black and charred and bewildered cattle walking everywhere.
General Motors says it's going to cut 10,000 salary jobs this year, 3,400 in the U.S. S&P futures are down 6 points. This is CBS News.
I love you.
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 However you say it, make sure you're heard. This Valentine's Day, Zales can help you say I love you like never before. With diamond gifts starting at the incredible price of just $99. Delight your love with a piece of jewelry that sparkles as much as she does. And discover for yourself the amazing values that Zales offers. Love rocks. At Zales, America's diamond store since 1924.
Mark, someone is staring at me.
What, like making eyes at you?
Yeah, I guess.
Where? Over there?
Oh, behind you. He's sort of small, like a little sack of money, and he has these big eyes, like googly eyes. He's staring at me.
You sound like you're sort of enjoying this.
Well...
That's it. No, I'm looking.
Oh!
What? That? That's the money we could be saving with Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Countrywide may not have been on your side. Mortgage lender Countrywide Financial has agreed to a $7.7 million settlement with the state of Colorado for allegedly pushing borrowers into subprime and other risky mortgages. As part of the settlement, Countrywide will fast-track mortgage modifications to help people stay in their homes.
We estimate that approximately 6,800 Colorado homeowners stand to benefit from this loan modification program under the settlement.
Attorney General John Southers says those modifications could include a 3.5% interest rate for 5 years or interest-only payments for 10 years. The nationwide peanut recall is also taking a chunk out of food bank supplies. Peanuts fill some of the simplest food bank needs.
We've had to destroy a few thousand pounds, so that's unfortunate.
Janie Genosis with the Food Bank of the Rockies says they constantly check warehouse stock with the FDA recall list. An El Paso County school bus driver transporting 16 children discovered a body yesterday morning after pulling over to inspect an oddly shaped clump in a ditch off a dirt road. The body was that of a woman believed to be in her 30s who had been shot to death. A proposal to phase out an unpopular business tax has passed its first test at the state capitol. Currently, businesses must calculate the value of their equipment and pay a tax on that amount each year. Lawmakers had previously resisted calls to get rid of the tax because it brings in about $800 million a year to local governments and school districts. In sports, the Avs are at Columbus tonight. The Nuggets are in Miami. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where a couple of crashes are really messing with this morning's commute, eastbound 6th Avenue, right around Federal. Now that one's blocking up the far right lane as well as the shoulder. The other one is westbound 76, this west of 85. That one should be cleaned up shortly, but still kind of hanging things up as you are trying to make your way Denver bound from Brighton. Eastbounders on 36, you're seeing it start to load up after Sheridan up to I-25. And there's a surface street accident. This one should also be mopped up shortly, Santa Fe and Alameda. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and King Soopers has everything you need to make your sweetie smile. Pick up a dozen fresh roses or a Valentine's Day bouquet.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $40 to $1,200.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
To find out how you can help, visit us at uso.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, and it's tough enough. Hang on, hold on, I gotta pull my pants up. As I said before, I gained weight, and now I'm stuck in between pants sizes, and I'm just fighting like a devil dog trying to get 20 pounds off. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Ah, yes, the troubles of Jay Marvin. Chance of snow. High today, 45. We're talking about Barack Obama last night. Okay, let's jump on the phones because there's a lot of people hanging on waiting to go. Here's Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is Kevin in Boulder, liberal. Once again, the GOP's defying logic with their whole thing saying that there's no jobs are created by the spending. Like, if you spend $10 million on sex education, who's going to do it? I mean, why not just write a check and cure cancer? Who needs all those jobs of the doctors in universities and so on when if there's no jobs created, just write a check and it's done, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I look at it. Well, it's like a guy who sent me an email and said, Well, there's too much pork in the spending bill. And an example is we're building a brand new Coast Guard cutter. And I said to him, first of all, we need it. And second of all, who do you think's going to build it?
Right. Well, I think that pork is just the GOP code for anything that they don't like, and it's just an excuse to nitpick and obstruct.
I think you're right.
You know, that's all it is.
I think you're right.
And I mean, if it was money going to their district or whatever, they wouldn't be calling it pork. They'd be calling it necessary infrastructure or whatever.
Well, the president said last night, and he's got a point, now all of a sudden they're yelling about pork and spending?
Uh-huh.
I mean, how did we get where we are?
Right.
And I mean, Bush spent us into the ground.
The only part of his economic recovery package that hasn't proved to create jobs is the tax cuts that the Republicans want.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. If it were up to me and I were putting that thing together, I'd give no tax cuts to anybody.
I would raise the taxes on the rich, actually. But
well, I would too, but I wouldn't give any. But I wouldn't give any tax cuts to anybody, even though they need it. Well, all right, maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe they should be. Maybe we should be giving tax cuts to lower income people. But I sure as hell wouldn't give the top 1-5% anything.
No, they certainly don't need it after 8 years of a free ride. So
yeah,
I think we should charge them extra to make up for lost time, actually.
Well, what they're talking about in getting rid of the tax cuts is they're only talking about rolling it back to the Clinton structure.
Right.
They're not talking about like, you know, eliminating tax cuts to them altogether, which is something you and I would do.
And you also have to consider that doesn't even consider the increase due to inflation. So even if they did bump it back up to 3, you know, with inflation, they've still saved, a 1.5% or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Kevin, thanks, man. Good call.
Have a good day.
Okay. Here's Bart in Monument. Bart, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Listen, give me 1 second. I want to tell you this, okay? I want to give you a shot in the arm of some ethical vitamin C because you know what, Jay? You're a great guy.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Listen to me. You have empathy, you have sympathy, you have compassion, and you deal in life with people with love. People like Don, who called, don't have love, don't have empathy or sympathy. They're listening for anything that soothes their sensationalist bone in their body so they can be haters and, fearful. You know, it's funny, these GOP, pseudo macho men are always so afraid of everything. They're afraid of a terrorist on every corner, and every Muslim, instead of being a loving religious person, which most of them are, of course, is a terrorist. So please, Jay, just, you know what? I really appreciate the venue you give people, but, you're a typical Democrat, which I think is a compliment, and you listen to both sides of the story. People like Boehner and the other, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, O'Reilly, Beck, they should be walking around. They should be, I think, forced to walk around in a diaper because they're large children. That's all they are, is a tantrum-throwing, immature, uneducated, ignorant, hateful children. And, you know, we can't spank them because I can't get to them. I certainly would if I could, and you probably would too, but, you know, verbally, I think you should step up to the plate and spank everyone. I mean, recognize stupidity for what it is and go ahead and identify it.
Well, I wouldn't spank them. On one hand, I feel sorry for them. On the other hand, I really, really, you know, there's so much in the world that I don't understand. I really don't get how they actually justify ginning up all this controversy. And there's a difference between doing that and bringing legitimate ideas to the table. And we're in a really tough jam here. So what is being accomplished by doing all of this?
Yeah, I think they're making a lot of money. In the last 8 years, the people who propagate this have made a lot of money, Jay. People say Bush was a failure, but he was a very successful tool for a very few people who call themselves Americans, but a very few entrepreneurs. Remember all that this guy talked about pork to you. Remember all the contracts that went over to Iraq, and it was, they were second or third tier contracts. you know, it had been given to large contractors who made their money off the top, never even touched a piece of wood or a bottle of water to get it over there. But they made their millions, then they would hand it down, and it would be handed down again. And everybody took the cream off the crop and made their money by doing nothing. Same thing in New Orleans. A lot of contractors made a lot of money and didn't do a darn thing for it. So I don't think they're unsuccessful in what they do, but it's certainly not an America that I would be proud of. And I don't think they have the ethos or morals to actually feel shame. So maybe we're dealing with people that really need to be, you know, when you deal a card and it's a spade, call it a spade. Don't bluff, Jay. Just go ahead and say, look, Don, you've never watched a foreign film, probably. You don't have the empathy to understand somebody whose child was killed by a stolen gun. The fact that the gun law just wants an identifiable, traceable tracking system for these guns so that when they're stolen, it's reported. Try to get some control over the guns in this country. We're the largest owner of guns and the largest murderer.
The thing I wanted to bring up to him was that at first I didn't believe that there was a bill. So he's right about that part. But right now, if you look at what's going on in the area of importance, the area of importance is putting people back to work. Then, if you examine the bill does not talk about taking anybody's guns because, according to the Second Amendment, you can't take people's guns, but you do have a right to regulate their use. And that's all the bill is talking about, is regulating, you know, the identity and keeping track of firearms so that if they're stolen and somebody uses them to commit a crime, they know exactly who it used to belong to and what the circumstances were, or they can be on the lookout for it. It's not talking about getting rid of anybody's guns, but these guys are just floating all of this bizarre stuff out there that just keeps turning up not to be true. And I've said this before on the air. Don't believe what I'm telling you. Don't believe what anybody tells you. Go look it up yourself.
That's great.
And go research it. And the other thing is, let me throw in one more thing here. The other thing is, look, we're in tough straits. I don't think anybody's going to deny that. And the more ideas that are put forward, the better we are. So there are concerned conservatives out there who philosophically disagree with parts or all of the stimulus package or the job recovery bill. So, fine. Let them bring forward their ideas. And let's throw everything into the mix. And let's invite everybody to get involved. But to sit out there and take pot shots and then have no alternative plan, it's not only not acceptable, but it's bad. It's bad.
Shameful. It's shameful. You know, real quick, Dan, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for the platform this morning. But, you know, the global warming research that Don criticized, the money will be spent on obviously a bipartisan study so that we can show these people and create more jobs in the green industry. We can show that it is an actual fact. Global warming, climate change is what it is, not global warming. But, you know, this guy won't look at that it would create thousands and thousands of jobs down the road, sustainable jobs. He just says, put them back to work in construction. Well, you know what? Global warming confirmed research will create an industry down the road. And the little idiom I heard, Jay, was, we'll let the people who keep their head in the sand over climate change be the first ones to drown when the water level rises.
Well, how about you know what I should have said to him, and I didn't say it, and I think everybody should consider this. How about the money that's going to go to NARAL? Here in Colorado.
Yeah. I don't know that. So if you could explain it.
Well, that's the research laboratory.
Mm.
I hope I have it right. NARAL? Yeah, I got it right. That's the research laboratory, which is over here on Cheyenne Mountain, and it's doing green research. And that was the facility that President Bush went to visit that day. And if you enlarged that resource and you enlarge that research, you would put more Coloradoans to work.
Yeah. Jay, you're a great guy. You fight the good fight. Keep your chin up and don't let these ignorant people bother you. You're a great guy. I love you. And you come across with love and more props to you, man. You're a great guy.
Well, I love you too, man. Call me again.
Take care. Okay, Jay. Bye.
All right. It's 7:18, 18 minutes after 7. That's, you know, that's the whole bottom line with all of this. Let's put Coloradoans to work. Let's put Americans to work. Let's do what we know we can do. And everybody climb on board. And bring your ideas with you. And we're not always going to agree, but let's at least cement mix it around and hash it out. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7, Jay Marvin along with John Turk in traffic.
Tough coming in on eastbound 6th Avenue due to a crash around Federal. It's on the eastbound side. I'm going to see stop-and-go conditions, delays back to around Wadsworth. You may want to hop off and use Alameda or Colfax as an alternate. Also looking at stop-and-go conditions, southbound I-25. No accidents, but really busy there in Northland from 120th down to 84th. Also slamming and once you get past I-70 and make that approach into downtown. A few other crashes to let you know about. E-470 near US 85. That's on the tollway. Another crash northbound Santa Fe at Alameda, and this one, a new one, accident Evans and Quebec. Your forecast, partly cloudy, cooler with pop.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
And get the most buck for your auto purchase than at Rocky's Autos. They've got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. And not only that, they want to see your trade-in. And they've got good, knowledgeable people out there. Who are my friends? Like Spanky Herrera. I love him dearly. Uncle Fester, whose real name is George. I just get a big kick out of him. Johnny Mays, who I've known a long time. And Gerard Menard, who I've known a long time. And Jules, who I've known for quite a while. These folks really, really work hard. There's over 100 people out there dedicated to give you the kind of response and the kind of care that you really deserve when you're going to lay down your hard-earned money. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., so you got plenty of time to get out there. Please, if money is precious to you, just don't throw it out the window. Go to Rocky's Autos, see what they got, talk to the folks there. I'm sure you'll find something that's right for you at a price you can afford. 63rd and Federal.
Dodge announces employee pricing plus plus. Now everyone gets the employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models, plus qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
Some Dead.
When they come to take you down.
7:23, 23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of snow, high today 45. I know the wait on the phones is long, and I appreciate your patience here. 303-713-7600, and we're talking about President Barack Obama's first press conference. Let me get some of these calls out of the way, and then I want to play you this cut of Barack Obama talking about partisanship. Let me go to Dwight in Aurora. Dwight, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just want to comment on some of these callers, like the guy that calls yesterday and he goes, oh, it's because I'm black. Man, those are just cheap shots. And I really like the way you handled that. You know,
thanks.
Mean, that's exactly the way I would have handled it. I'm black, too. I mean, that's a card I've never pulled. I don't know why people. It's because they don't have anything backing up what they're saying. They really don't have a platform. They really don't know what they're talking about. They've heard somebody else say some things, and they call you up, and they want to take cheap shots. Some of the guys are calling. They don't even want to hear anything you got to say. They just want to, you know, vent what's on their mind, and they've got this tunnel vision, and you're not going to change their minds. I mean, you can sit there and reason with them all day, and they're not going to change. But, hey, there's one thing I wanted to talk to you about, and it was about, I heard you make a comment, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago, and it was about the illegals that come over from Mexico and how they deserve health care and this and that. And, you know, to a great extent, I agree with you on that. But, you know, I think there's got to be some kind of regulation as to because the influx of people coming over here, not just from Mexico, we got people coming in from Colombia, from Africa, from all over the place. And if you don't control that, I mean, eventually you give up your economy to an outside force. Now, I'll tell you, I've been in the stores, and I've seen these people send them, I mean, lots of money back home. They're at King Soopers sending it, wiring it back to Mexico, back to wherever they're from. And, you know, I mean, that's great they can help out. And Mexico, they certainly they like that because it brings in billions of dollars to them, to their country. But I just think you got to have some kind of regulation as to how many.
Well, I don't disagree with that. And by the way, speaking of stimulus packages, okay? First of all, we need sophisticated electronic and drone monitoring of the border. The other thing we need is we need to increase the border patrol size, which once again you're talking about putting people to work.
Right.
We need those things. We need to control the flow of people who come into this country unauthorized without papers. But there's another side to this. And the other side to it is, and I've never, you know, I say this on the air more, I think, than any other talk show host. I've never understood this, okay? I've never gotten this. Mexico is right there. I mean, it borders the United States of America.
Our neighbor.
Why we don't put pressure on them to reform their system and to stop the unequal redistribution of the wealth upwards and push them to create a larger middle class is beyond me. Because nobody wants to leave home. But they'll leave home if they're starving and if they've got kids to feed and they can't feed them. They're going to do, and you know what? All of us would do the exact same thing. It'd be like if there were no jobs in Colorado, but there were jobs in Wyoming. We go to Wyoming. So, you know, that's a problem. But the healthcare situation, first of all, the amount of money that that costs is overblown. If you go look at the Los Angeles Times, had a study out here probably about 6 months to a year ago, which indicates that the economic damage is not as great as some people want you to believe that it is. And one of the reasons it isn't is because illegal immigrants do not want to come out of the shadows and risk getting busted or tagged. Then the other thing is that it gets into moral rights. I mean, you know, it's a moral imperative that people should not suffer and that we should not take people and scapegoat them. And back to the stimulus package situation. Yeah, we got to put Americans to work, but I'll tell you something. And this is where I got crossways with Don. Green technology is the wave of the future. Right now, we're crawling, and we're taking baby steps. But soon, we'll be up and running. with this. But we're never going to get there if we don't invest in it. And one of the things you got to do is you got to invest in it with people power. In other words, somebody's got to build those wind turbines. Somebody's got to get them up there. They're just not going to get up there by themselves. Somebody's got to do the research.
True.
Somebody's got to go through and retrofit all these buildings. That's work.
That
think about how many jobs you create if you just did it here in Colorado.
Yeah, we got to do something. I agree with you on that. We've got to turn things around. We're so dependent on other countries for foreign oil and this and that.
Yeah, we got to make a move now.
But, you know, we have oil. I mean, America has oil that has been capped. And the oil companies, they play this game, you know. It's supply and demand. I mean, if you find oil and you cap it, you can keep the price that's out there. And because if you start flooding the market with all this oil, of course it's going to go down and you're not going to make as much. And I understand also that we are trying to reserve ours and use up theirs. And, you know, that strategy, you know, works, I guess,
well,
to a certain extent.
But, you know what? I love the internal combustion engine. I love it like I love Mary. But you know something? I recognize, and I think most people recognize, that we have got to get off of fossil fuels.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get there unless we have heavy research and development. And we need to look at green technology. And that does two things. One, it helps the climate and benefits all of us. And I mean, it's a positive. And number two, you got to have people to do that, so it puts people to work. I mean, jobs is the first priority here under any circumstances. So let's find areas where everybody in the economy, everybody in different sectors of the economy, regardless of who they are, that, you know, Americans can get jobs and go to work.
I mean, if that technology is out there and it will change things, I mean, absolutely, we have to invest into it. That's for darn sure. I think you're going to have a lot of people oppose that because people don't like change, man. I mean, if you look at it, the history of mankind, change is, it's never an easy thing. People don't like change, and it scares them. And, you know, the things that we know are what we feel comfortable with. Hey, I want to ask you something. Before I get off, I had to ask this. About a month and a half ago, you did a Bruce Springsteen poll, and I called you up, and I told you I like Eric Clapton, but I didn't care much for Bruce. How did that poll turn out? Who won that? You were...
I believe I did.
Did you really?
Yeah, but we're doing another one tomorrow.
All right, well.
All right.
Listen, I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. Hey, man, you're doing a wonderful job,
Jim. Thanks, White. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
How you doing? Hey, I wanted to talk about how refreshing it is to actually have a human being stand up there and articulate sentences, answer confrontational questions without an attitude, and pause and think and ponder carefully what he was saying.
Yeah, I agree. It was like having an adult stand up there. Well, you know what it was? It was like having a reassuring, smart person who cares, whose heart's in the right place, and who takes everything under consideration and doesn't give shoot-from-the-hip responses. Plus, on top of that, even if it takes him 7 to 9 minutes, he totally and completely explains to you and I where he and his administration is coming from.
I agree. Patiently and clearly, A leads to B, leads to, like Benjamin Franklin, A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D. And when they came back on him and tried to reiterate the same question, he patiently explained how he'd already answered it and took thorough time to re-explain it again. I could have listened to that for 2 hours. It could have went on all night.
Yeah, I felt the same way when it was over. I felt like, gee, couldn't you go on for another hour?
Exactly. And now he's out taking it to the people. He's going over their heads, taking it to the people.
Yeah, and that's what he should do. He's going to be on the road again. I believe he's going to someplace, I think. Florida, Fort Myers, I think.
Yeah. Go to those traditional red states. Take them away, too. 2010, let's knock some more of these conservatives.
Well, let's get people to understand that what we need to do in this country and what we need to do here in Colorado and all across this country is we need to put people to work, and that's what he's campaigning to do. And you know what? He's out trying to make it happen. And he still said last night that, and I'm going to play a clip about this pretty soon. He said last night that he welcomes all points of view. Now, I don't know if people think that that works or it doesn't work, and I'd be interested in people's thoughts about that at 303-713-7600. Can you actually achieve bipartisanship? I don't know if you can or you can't, but he's staying above the fray, and he's inviting all people into the dialogue. And with the shape this country's in, that can only be healthy.
I agree. The genius of our country from the start. Other countries marveled how we could... Our immense amount of social activity groups that we formed immediately, our civic participation, our ability to push democracy and make it work. And it only came about by consensus and compromise. That's been our genius, and that will be our future.
Yeah. I you know what? Well, there are days I feel like I just would like to. But you know what? You're right. Jim, in the end, you're right. Thank you for the call, man.
Excellent show, Jerry.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, I got four lines open here at 303-713-7600, and maybe we should address this thing about bipartisanship, and does it work, and is it possible to bring all sides to the table? I don't know, John. What's your read on this?
I think we need to. I think, like Barack Obama said last night, people need to set aside their wants for re-election and do the right thing, whether they're just trying to serve their party. I think they need to serve their people instead of their party, you know? What are their constituents saying?
Yeah, let's have a sobering dialogue here instead of a cheap shot festival.
Right. Exactly.
I think that's what we need really to do. And I don't find anything wrong. You know what? Well, all right. I'll explain this coming up about my natural inclination, and I don't know if other people have this natural inclination or not. 303-713-7600. I'll play you that clip of President Obama from last night talking about partisanship, and then we'll get into that whole subject of it. John, what's traffic look like?
Jay, traffic is still pretty unbearable out there, especially if you're on eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan to Bryant. That's where we had an earlier accident. Has been cleaned up, but still some pretty heavy and slow backups. Also really slow stop and go coming from North Glen from 136th all the way down to 84th. Had a car hit a dog there, so still seeing a lot of backups in that stretch. Also going to be busy downtown after I-70. The only other accident on our radar right now on the surface streets, Evans in Quebec. Rest of the drive looking pretty standard. Could have some sun glare issues this morning coming in on C-470 for you eastbounders. Same deal on 36th and 6th Avenue. Your forecast, partly cloudy. Chance for snow this afternoon. Highs going to be in the mid-40s. Right now, 32 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM-760, Colorado. Progressive Talk.
Through the Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program, Kohl's plans to recognize over 2,000 kids with scholarships and prizes.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
Why should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
I couldn't wait to see your and Tom's new house. Oh, it's just lovely.
We love it.
Your dad and I wanted to help you get settled in and know this check will be put to good use.
Wow, you shouldn't have. This will really help us on the improvements we want to make.
And we know just the place to get started. Dad and I want to take you both to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. We've been going there for years, and it's helped us turn our house into a home.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Don't miss the 50th anniversary Colorado Garden and Home Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services at Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace. Stroll through acres of landscape gardens full of blooming flowers. Enjoy the swashbuckling annex in the secret garden of Pirates Cove Entry Garden. Discount tickets on sale at TicketsWest.com and King Supers. Presented by Bank of the West, GMC, the Denver Post, and 9 News.
Chrysler announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price. Plus, generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Chrysler dealer today.
Dad and I want to take you both to the Colorado Garden and Home Show. We've been going there for years, and it's helped us turn our house into a home.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Don't miss the 50th anniversary Colorado Garden and Home Show, February 7th through the 15th at the Colorado Convention Center. Research, compare, and buy thousands of products and services at Colorado's largest home and garden marketplace. Stroll through acres of landscape gardens full of blooming flowers. Enjoy the swashbuckling annex in the secret garden of Pirates Cove Entry Garden. Discount tickets on sale at TicketsWest.com and King Supers. Presented by Bank of the West, GMC, the Denver Post, and 9 News.
The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation is dedicated to strengthening the nation's emergency preparedness network by providing highly trained canine firefighter search teams to find people buried alive in the wreckage of disasters. We never know when disaster is going to strike, but thanks to the generosity of countless supporters, our search and rescue teams will be on the scene. Please be a part of the search. To contribute, call 1-888-459-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Jim McCann. This Valentine's, give her something to talk about.
Now through Thursday, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering 18 long-stem multicolored roses, plus a beautiful Valentine vase and a box of gourmet chocolates, all for only $29.99. Just click on the radio icon to get this offer. Surprise her at work or home with flowers that will last all week. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Valentine's is coming up, so call or visit 1-800-Flowers.com today.
Pick the best. We always do.
A reminder to all of us at 7:40.
I saw her today at the reception.
Because you can't always get what you want.
A glass of wine in her hand. I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want.
But you can try. 7:41, 41 minutes after the hour here at AM 760, a progressive talk. Chance of snow, high today 45. J. Marvin, not on roid rage. J. Marvin, talk show host, non-A-Rod. Okay, this is a long cut, but rather than cut this up, which a lot of radio stations are going to do, and a lot of newsrooms are going to do, John and I talked about this, and we want to play it in its entirety. This is from last night's press conference with President Obama, and he talks here about something that I believe is very crucial. We've debated this, we've talked about it, and we need to talk about it some more, and that is bipartisanship. My immediate feeling is, okay, if you don't want to get on board, screw the other side. But you know something? The president makes some really good points.
Thank you, Mr. President. You have often said that bipartisanship is extraordinarily important overall and in this stimulus package. But now when we ask your advisors about the lack of bipartisanship so far, zero votes in the House, three in the Senate, they say, well, it's not the number of votes that matters, it's the number of jobs that will be created. Is that a sign that you are moving away, your White House is moving away from this emphasis on bipartisanship? And what went wrong? Did you underestimate how hard it would be to change the way Washington works?
Well, I don't think I underestimated it. I don't think the American people underestimated it. They understand that there have been a lot of bad habits built up here in Washington, and it's going to take time to break down some of those bad habits. When I made a series of overtures to the Republicans, going over to meet with both Republican caucuses, putting three Republicans in my cabinet, something that is unprecedented, making sure that They were invited here to the White House to talk about the economic recovery plan. All those were not designed simply to get some short-term votes. They were designed to try to build up some trust over time. And I think that as I continue to make these overtures over time, hopefully that will be reciprocated. But understand the bottom line that I've got right now, which is what's happening to the people of Elkhart and what's happening across the country. I can't afford to see Congress play the usual political games. What we have to do right now is deliver for the American people. So my bottom line when it comes to the recovery package is send me a bill that creates or saves 4 million jobs. Because everybody has to be possessed with a sense of urgency about putting people back to work, making sure that folks are staying in their homes, that they can send their kids to college. That doesn't negate the continuing efforts that I'm going to make to listen and engage with my Republican colleagues. And hopefully the tone that I've taken, which has been consistently civil and respectful, will pay some dividends over the long term. There are going to be areas where we disagree, and there are going to be areas where we agree. As I said, the one concern I've got on the stimulus package in terms of the debate and listening to some of what's been said in Congress is that there seems to be a set of folks who, I don't doubt their sincerity, who just believe that we should do nothing. Now, if that's their opening position or their closing position in negotiations, then we're probably not going to make much progress because I don't think that's economically sound, and I don't think that's what the American people expect, is for us to stand by and do nothing. There are others who recognize that we've got to do a significant recovery package, but they're concerned about the mix of what's in there. And if they're sincere about it, then I'm happy to have conversations about this tax cut versus that tax cut, or this infrastructure project versus that infrastructure project. But what I've been concerned about is some of the language that's been used, suggesting that this is full of pork and this is wasteful government spending, so on and so forth. First of all, when I hear that from folks who presided over a doubling of the national debt, then I just want them to not engage in some revisionist history. I inherited the deficit that we have right now and the economic crisis that we have right now. Number two is that although there are some programs in there that I think are good policy, some of them aren't job creators. I think it's perfectly legitimate to say that those programs should be out of this particular recovery package and we can deal with them later. But when they start characterizing this as pork without acknowledging that there are no earmarks in this package, something, again, that was pretty rare over the last 8 years, then you get a feeling that maybe we're playing politics instead of actually trying to solve problems for the American people. So I'm going to keep on engaging. I hope that as we get the Senate and the House bills together, that everybody is willing to give a little bit. I suspect that the package that emerges is not going to be 100% of what I want. But my bottom line is, are we creating 4 million jobs? And are we laying the foundation for long-term economic growth? This is another concern that I've had in some of the arguments that I'm hearing. When people suggest that what a waste of money to make federal buildings more energy efficient. Why would that be a waste of money? We're creating jobs immediately by retrofitting these buildings or weatherizing 2 million Americans' homes, as was called for in the package. So that right there creates economic stimulus. And we are saving taxpayers, when it comes to federal buildings, potentially $2 billion. In the case of homeowners, they will see more money in their pockets. And we're reducing our dependence on foreign oil in the Middle East. Why wouldn't we want to make that kind of investment? Now, maybe philosophically, you just don't think that the federal government should be involved in energy policy. I happen to disagree with that. I think that's the reason why we find ourselves importing more foreign oil now than we did back in the early 70s when OPEC first formed. And we can have a respectful debate about whether or not we should be involved in energy policy making. But don't suggest that somehow that's wasteful spending. That's exactly what this country needs. The same applies when it comes to information technologies and healthcare. We know that healthcare is crippling businesses and making us less competitive, as well as breaking the banks of families all across America. And part of the reason is we've got the most inefficient healthcare system imaginable. We're still using paper. We're still filing things in triplicate. Nurses can't read the prescriptions the doctors have written out. Why wouldn't we want to put that on an electronic medical record that will reduce error rates, reduce our long-term costs of health care, and create jobs right now? Education. Yet another example. The suggestion is, why should the federal government be involved in school construction? Well, I visited a school down in South Carolina that was built in the 1850s. Kids are still learning in that school as best they can. It's right next to a railroad, and when the train runs by, the whole building shakes and the teacher has to stop teaching for a while. The auditorium is completely broken down. They can't use it. So why wouldn't we want to build state-of-the-art schools with science labs that are teaching our kids the skills they need for the 21st century that will enhance our economy and, by the way, right now, will create jobs? So, you know, we can differ on some of the particulars. But, again, the question I think the American people are asking is, do you just want government to do nothing, or do you want it to do something? If you want it to do something, then we can have a conversation. But doing nothing, that's not an option from my perspective.
Boy, wasn't that worth hearing the whole thing? All right. We'll discuss more about last night's press conference, and we'll talk about that part, too, about partisanship and whether you think that bipartisanship can actually work. 7:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John Turk in traffic.
Jay got a new crash westbound 36 around Sheridan. This is going to add to those delays heading to Boulder this morning. The rest of the drive, pretty solid for you. Slow speeds in the normal spot. Southbound 25, really full from 136 down to 84th. Had an earlier accident involving a dog there. Also busy once you get into downtown. Northbound side, also sluggish getting into the downtown region from around University up to 6th Avenue. Also looking at stop-and-go conditions, eastbound 270 from about Quebec to I-70. So all these little stretches into downtown really filling up for us. Still working this crash at Evans in Quebec on the surface streets. But like I said, a really full drive going on for you now. Also got some sun glare issues for those eastbound travels. Your forecast, partly cloudy, cooler with possible afternoon snow showers. Look for a high of 46. Right now, 32 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, take advantage of the great service specials with your local Toyota dealer. Check out this month's service.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent
office.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report. Tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared.
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trend, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds and Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, must be seen to be appreciated. One visit to Jared the Galleria of Jewelry is all it takes to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
286-3537 or on the net at 303bundles.com.
7:54, 54 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. And we had a hard time running you down this morning.
Holy cow, how do you like that?
Where are you? Inside your secret concrete bunker?
I am right here at my desk in my office.
Well, just make sure you get those buys in on Cumulus and Citadel Broadcasting, please.
Buy!
That's right.
Hey,
okay. Well, we got to get to it here.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to ask you, were you surprised last night in the press conference when, I mean, we're talking about earth-shaking events. Things that will change the direction of our country for a long time to come. Whether you agree or disagree, they're big items. And then the guy stands up and says, what do you think about A-Rod and the steroid deal?
Well, you knew that was going to happen. you knew that was going to happen. All right.
Yeah.
Markets, how they look this morning?
Well, mixed, actually. The Dow is off 27 points. The NASDAQ is up 6. The S&P is up 3.5 in the Marvin is up 2.25. Some people call it the Russell's up 2.25. So a mixed market right now. And what we're seeing is year to date, if you look at a style box, and a style box, you can find it on Morningstar.com. It tells you what areas of the market are strong and what areas of the market are weak. Of the 9 different areas of the market that the style box follows, 2 of them now are up for the year. 2 of them are positive in positive territory for the year. And so that's why you've got to be able to adjust with the stock market. As the stock market changes, so must you change, in my opinion. You don't just try to ride things out as they bludgeon you. You've got to adjust.
Yep, absolutely. 303-749-2770 is the number. 303-749-2770. And I understand Mr. and Mrs. Turk were in there yesterday.
Yes, they were. Had a lovely visit with them. They're really, really nice people, sharp people, and well, I think we're going to be able to help them out.
Yep, and that's the whole key. Nobody's going to hard sell you. Nobody's going to arm wrestle you. Well, of course, Mr. Spear will if you request that. 303-749-2770. And let me tell you something. Michael Spear's got a set of guns on him. All right.
Hey, a gun. You mean a gun on him?
No, guns. Okay. We'll see what the stock market does today, and we will reconnect tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, Jay. Thanks.
See ya. All right, 7:57, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
60 Minutes to CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't you feel like trying something new?
Yeah, why don't we try something new? How about having a civil discussion about things instead of taking cheap shots and bickering? 7:58 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Chance of snow. High today 45. We're not talking about President Obama's press conference. It dominates the news this morning, and it dominates this show. And we're doing something unusual this morning. Usually, you know, we book in a whole plethora of guests. Did I say that right? Plethora?
Plethora?
Plethora. Jeez. Okay. We usually, but you know what? This morning, you're the experts, and we'll hear from you. So if you're on the phone, stand by. If not, 303-713-7600. I want to explore this bipartisanship more. So we'll do it coming up here. Stick around.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. SimpleSolar.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269. 981-4269.
4338 for the store nearest you. That's 877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one art support.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Some new information is coming out about the revamped bank rescue plan that Treasury Secretary Geithner will spell out an hour from now. The cost could top $1 trillion. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs tells the CBS News Early Show it would be money well spent.
We've got to make sure that credit and capital flow and that people have access to that kind of money so that they can create jobs and get the economy moving again.
CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer tells us how the plan is supposed to work.
The new plan includes a public-private effort to buy up financial institutions' so-called toxic assets. In prepared remarks, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says critical parts of the financial system are damaged, responding to public and congressional skepticism over how the first bailout billions were spent. The White House promises the revised rescue plan will demand more accountability.
President Obama is en route to Fort Myers, Florida for another speech in support of the economic stimulus bill. Lee County Chamber of Commerce President Armando Nargi says construction, the bread and butter of the area economy, is dead.
It has basically come to almost just about a halt. New construction is very rare, because there's plenty of available homes otherwise, and there's not enough jobs here to support them.
On the high school football fields of America, the sound of a cheering crowd is being replaced by dead silence. The recession is forcing districts to save money by cutting back on games. Gary Vanderzee coaches high school football in the Albany, New York area.
I'm appalled. I know there's budget cuts. I know financial times are hard, but we're taking it out on young kids for negligible saving.
A Pentagon report says the military is losing a modern-day Battle of the Bulge. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
Extended dangerous deployments far from their families. No wonder the Pentagon's tried to compensate with well-stocked canteens. Pentagon doctor Michael Kilpatrick.
When you are in a high-stress area, one of the few joys in life, of course, is food. So I think that leadership is always very much focused on making sure that the troops have food that gives them a lot of pleasure.
Result, the obesity rates doubled among U.S. troops since the Iraq War began. One more measuring stick of stress. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
FBI agents have raided the Blakely, Georgia Peanut Company, blamed for a nationwide salmonella outbreak that sickened close to 600 people and may have killed 8. Local newspaper man Billy Fleming says the plant was teeming with agents.
15 to 20 cars in the parking lot, which is unusual. It's been pretty vacant lately.
General Motors is announcing new job cutbacks. This time it's 10,000 salaried workers, about a third of them in this country. Auto industry analyst John McElroy.
I'm afraid that bankruptcy specter looks a whole lot closer right now than it might have a month ago.
Some new information is out in the domestic violence investigation involving pop star Rihanna and boyfriend Chris Brown. TMZ.com says that after a fight over the weekend, Rihanna had assorted injuries. The Dow is down 50 points. This is CBS News.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents A Word from Your Car Radio.
You're listening to KFORD, where it's all car, all the time. And that last little number was called, Isn't It Time for Scheduled Maintenance from Your Dealer?
Yeah, but I just want to listen to music, car radio.
Well, here's a little ditty. No one knows my Ford like you do, Ford Dealer.
That's a real song?
Maybe you'll remember this truck topper. Get your paws off my Ford, non-Ford trained technician.
Okay, car radio, I get the hint. For service, I'll go to my Ford dealer.
Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Boy, I'm glad you talked me into going to my Ford dealer, car radio.
Well, like the song says, never change your oil anywhere else and never change the station.
Ooh, catchy.
Check out other money-saving rebates on name-brand tires, batteries, and maintenance packages at GenuineService.com. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See participating dealership for rebate details through 331-09.
I'm David Kehoe with an AM 760 local news update. Some large areas of rural Colorado will go black when TV stations switch over to all digital signals.
That's because the aging signal repeaters that have been used to carry analog service to many rural areas like Kit Carson County and eastern Colorado won't work or will be shut down. It's unclear how many people will be impacted, but some experts say more than a third of the hundreds of translators will be turned off.
AM 760's Joe Chiaro says the reasons vary. Stations must transition from analog to digital by June 12th, though they can turn off analog broadcasts before then. The U.S. Forest Service has withdrawn nearly 67,000 acres of national forest land from an auction of oil and gas leases. The Forest Service pulled the land after two county governments and the Colorado Division of Wildlife complained that drilling there could hurt natural resources in the area. The land is in the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests. The state of Colorado has reached a $7.7 million settlement with Countrywide Financial for what the state said were questionable practices in marketing subprime and other risky mortgages. Countrywide will pay $500,000 to help Colorado maintain its foreclosure hotline and be required as well to reach out to borrowers in trouble.
Countrywide will also help borrowers who are in default or facing foreclosure to save their homes through fast-track loan modification of subprime or option ARM loans, resulting in reduced mortgaged payments.
Attorney General John Southers says an estimated 6,800 people could benefit from that settlement. And a Colorado State Senate committee has killed a bill that would have required all non-governmental employers to verify the immigration status of job applicants. That bill would have required companies to check a federal registry and reject applicants who could not verify their immigration status. In sports, the Avs are in Columbus tonight. The Nuggets are in Miami. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kehoe. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where you'll need to watch out for delays in Aurora, that due to a truck on fire. This is on 225 near 6th Avenue. There's a crash on the turnpike. It occurred right around Church Ranch, causing some slowing as you are trying to head to Boulder. Sun glare and volume are combining to bog things down on C-470 from about Santa Fe up to I-25. That's also the case on the southbound side of 225, or I-25 past DU. Single-digit speeds on the northbound side underneath the bridges up towards Broadway. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Valentine's Day is this Saturday, and King Soopers has everything you need to make your sweetie smile. Pick up a dozen fresh roses or a Valentine's Day bouquet.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
And how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What I've said is what other economists have said across the political spectrum, which is that if you delay acting on an economy of this severity, then you potentially create a negative spiral that becomes much more difficult for us to get out of. We saw this happen in Japan in the 1990s, where they did not act boldly and swiftly enough, and as a consequence, they suffered what was called the lost decade, where essentially for the entire 90s, they did not see any significant economic growth. So what I'm trying to underscore is what the people in Elkhart already understand, that this is not your ordinary run-of-the-mill recession. We are going through the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. We've lost now 3.6 million jobs, but what's perhaps even more disturbing is that almost half of that job loss has taken place over the last 3 months, which means that the problems are accelerating instead of getting better.
All right, there's President Barack Obama from last night's press conference. 8:08, 8 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Chance of snow, high today 45, chance is only about 30%. All right, I played a long clip last hour by Barack Obama, President Obama, and he was talking about bipartisanship, and he made himself pretty clear that all ideas are welcome on the table, but we need to have a civil discussion about what's going on. And my question to you is, do you think he's right, or do you think that that goal cannot be achieved? Now, Paul Krugman had a critical column yesterday about the destructive center. And I never got around to reading it. Let me read a little bit of it, and then I'll take your calls at 303-713-7600. What do you call someone who eliminates hundreds of thousands of American jobs, deprives millions of adequate health care and nutrition, undermines schools, but offers $15,000 bonus to affluent people who flip their houses? A proud centerist, for that is what the senators who ended up calling the tune on the stimulus bill just accomplished. Even if the original Obama plan, around $800 billion in stimulus, with a substantial fraction of that given total over the ineffective tax cuts, had been enacted, it would have been enough to fill the looming hole in the U.S. economy with Congressional Budget Office estimates, which will amount to $2.9 trillion over the next 3 years. Yet the centrists did their best to make the plan weaker and worse. All right, and the centrists are made up of people like Senator Mark Udall, who worked to water down the bill. And he's a Democrat. Way to go, Mark. Nice move on your part. And also Michael Bennett, who was just appointed by Governor Ritter for God knows what reason. And then centrists on the Republican side. But here's the point. The point is, it's not what an idiot Mark Udall is. The point is that can both sides get together and have a bipartisan discussion in a respectful manner? Or is this something that just never can occur, that we just can't do it? And I would think that the tie that binds all of us is the situation our country's in. All right, I love your reaction on this. 303-713-7600. My natural feeling is to say, screw the other side. We've had enough of them, and let's just muscle them. That's my inclination. But Barack Obama, President Obama, also sells his side of the package very, very well. And more ideas contribute to a better situation as opposed to fewer ideas. But the question is, are these folks ready to sit down and have a civil discussion about this stuff? Or are we going to end up being in the situation where they're just going to bicker, fight, and give us hell all the way down the line? And then if they do, what should be our response? Here's O.C. in Denver. O.C., you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, great. I love your show. I was just thinking when I was on hold, I went a little bonkers over the political season and had a little bit too much media intake, so I had to scale back some of my intake. But I always got to catch your show. I love it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And could you play clips like you just did? That was fantastic. You get to hear the whole thing instead of some little soundbite. But I got two quick points before we talk about that I wanted to add. I don't want to get off topic, but first of all, I think you need to grab a couple beers and sit down with John Turk and still give Eminem another chance. I never got to fully get in that day. We're digging up old news, but I think if you give him about an hour, you may sing a different tune, and that's for another day anyway.
All right. So,
also, the National Renewable Energy Lab you were talking about earlier, it's called NREL, just for a little edification. You got close enough, but pronounced the NREL. You hit the N first and then the REL. So.
Okay, thanks for the correction.
So anyway, you know, I was talking to John on the bipartisanship thing. I think I'm with you, and I think it's a matter of knowing when to draw the line. I have a lot of conservative friends, and they typically seem to be, you know, very smart, educated people, and also a little stubborn and kind of hard line. And so we have discussions, and I feel like a lot of times I'm trying to be the bigger man and reach out to them, sort of the unclench the fist idea. And, you know, sometimes it works, and other times I feel like you, that, you know, it isn't going anywhere, and they're going to hardline you no matter what. And so I want to reach out and try the bipartisan thing, but it seems like at some point you got to know when to say when and say, fine, you want to play hardball? We can play hardball too, you know?
So. Yeah, I don't mind it, and I don't mind differing opinions, and I don't mind passionate give and take. What I don't really like is the personal shots and the hateful rhetoric. To me, that's counterproductive, and we should be elevating the conversation, not lowering it. But then that's awful hard to do when you're dealing with people who are hell-bent on going that route. And I think the only way to deal with them is you just have to blow them off and not take them seriously.
Well, and you're the best at it. You know, I'm a pretty passionate person, and I care so much about this country, I get pretty fired up. And, you know, back when I was younger, you lose arguments just because of that passion. And that's stuff I've kind of learned from you and others, is that if, you know, you're going to win, if you can stay calm, you know, argue your points. And then at some point when there's just a fundamental disagreement or they're just being plain silly, you just got to be a bigger man and stay calm and just either walk away or whatever it is, because, you know, I'll take it too far. And then you end up looking like the one that's foolish. So, you know, it's really tough to know how to draw that line. And you know, that's the thing. I mean, we won the election, so I want to play ball, and yet we still got to get things done on our side, you know? So the thing we do talk about it all the time is that thing that still burns me is for 8 years, when I questioned Bush's policy or had discussions of belief, then it was easy for them to say, well, you know, you got to support the president or you're un-American or somehow you're not patriotic. And that just always still fries my noodle, you know, that somehow now we flip-flop. And now it's their turn to say, okay, well, I don't agree with everything Obama has to say, but he's my president, and, you know, I'm going to support him and the success of the country. And now somehow we're not supposed to turn around and call them unpatriotic if they're not supporting us. So it's
yeah,
really
that's
hard.
Really, you know what, that's really a good point, because they played that card a lot in the last 8 years. That and also the statement about, liberals and leftists, they're just praying for us to fail in Iraq. They're praying for George W. Bush to fail. They castigated us about that. Then Limbaugh turns around and says, "Oh, I am praying for Obama to fail." Well, that's like saying you're praying for the country to fail.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a difference between disagreeing where you're going and having legitimate disagreements, and then spouting that kind of rhetoric.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I don't believe, you know, I know so many people on both sides and so many great people out there that support the country in different beliefs. Like you said, we can have an argument of belief all day long. That's fine. But on the fringes, when you get that, you know, that intense belief that somehow, like you said, we're not patriotic. Or, you know, the other one I love is that somehow the liberal image of this kind of soft, you know, cowering,
right,
intellectual. It's like, you know what, I stand up for my beliefs, and I'm ready to go toe-to-toe with anybody when it comes down to it. So it's like, I don't know why they try to label us with this sort of, well, I'm just going to back down mentality. And it's like, that's where we lose that discussion. You know, if we're going to try to rise above it and reach out and be better people, that's what we're going to do. But don't associate that with being weak in some way. You know, when it's time to step up, I think plenty of people on the left are ready to step up too. So
yeah, I think you're right, and I don't think, you know, I think the right has underestimated us, and they shouldn't underestimate us. And if they want to have a civil debate, fine, but if they want to turn it into a meat grinder, then you know what? We're going to be the ones that are going to be feeding the meat. Hey, OC, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, love your show.
Thank you, man. You're great.
Bye.
All right, boy. It's always good to hear people who like it, because I'm not always sure what I'm doing here. Because I used to be one of these really, big attack talk show hosts. And, shout, get off the phone, you brainstem, and do all that kind of stuff. And then I decided one day that it wasn't worth it. So but it's hard. It's hard not to want to go after somebody and challenge them. All right, does bipartisanship work? 303-713-7600. Barack Obama seems to think that it will. I want to know if you think it'll work, just based on your dealings with people who just don't see things the way you do. Right now, John Turk will see things the way he sees it when it comes to traffic.
Jay, we got a new crash northbound I-25 at Alameda. It is sitting on the right-hand shoulder, so it's going to be really busy heading into downtown on the northbound side. Already seeing stop-and-go delays back around Colorado Boulevard. Southbound side also full in those normal spots up at in North Glen, 136 down to 84th. Also from 70 past Spear. Got a vehicle fire southbound 225 near 6th Avenue. It's blocking the right-hand lane, seeing stop-and-go conditions back around Colfax. Also busy for northbounders there once you get past the spillway, making that trip up to Mississippi. Also another crash westbound 36 near Church Ranch Road. Your forecast, partly cloudy.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco-lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
Guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
Waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
A tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Hockey's, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Experience it and win with Tempur-Pedic. If you've been waiting for the absolute best time to try a life-changing Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system, this is it. Visit a participating retail store today and get your game piece for a chance to win $10,000 just for trying a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Simply call, click, or visit a participating retailer near you today to find out how. Call 1-800-433-2720 or visit Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. That's 1-800-433-2720 or Tempur-Pedic.com/experience. For official rules, go to www.experienceitandwin.com. Contest ends 3809. Offer void where
I love you.
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 However you say it, make sure you're heard. This Valentine's Day, Zales can help you say I love you like never before. With diamond gifts starting at the incredible price of just $99. Delight your love with a piece of jewelry that sparkles as much as she does. And discover for yourself the amazing values that Zales offers. Love rocks at Zales, America's diamond store since 1924.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. And well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh, my goodness, man. Would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one,
you can now stream AM 760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage, am760.net.
There seems to be a set of folks who, I don't doubt their sincerity, who just believe that we should do nothing. Now, if that's their opening position or their closing position in negotiations, then we're probably not going to make much progress, because I don't think that's economically sound, and I don't think that's what the American people expect, is for us to stand by and do nothing. There are others who recognize that we've got to do a significant recovery package, but they're concerned about the mix of what's in there. And if they're sincere about it, then I'm happy to have conversations about this tax cut versus that tax cut, or this infrastructure project versus that infrastructure project. But what I've been concerned about is some of the language that's been used, suggesting that this is full of pork and this is wasteful government spending, so on and so forth. First of all, when I hear that from folks who presided over a doubling of the national debt, then I just want them to not engage in some revisionist history. I inherited the deficit that we have right now and the economic crisis that we have right now.
All right, there's Barack Obama, President Obama, from last night. 8:24, 24 minutes after the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boy, I hate when I do that. I'm sorry. That's just the lingering of the cold. Chance of snow, high today 45. All right, let's go to the phones, 303-713-7600. What about his bipartisan approach? Do you endorse that? Do you think it'll work? Let's go to Chad in Denver. Chad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I wanted to compliment you. You got, like we all got, a little bit passionate during the campaign and such, but you really, and I just see you progressing and growing, even as the old dog that you are, man. And some conservative friends started listening to your show, and they're like, you know, it really, really allows people to speak, even though they're not opposed to them. But so anyway.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
And it worked. Because, as the last caller said, you know, you demonstrate your ability to converse and to be intellectual. So, about Obama, you know, he sees the world within a context instead of within a bunch of, three-word mantras, you know, like grill here, grill now, or no new taxes, or, you know, all these kinds of things. And, you know, with regard to being bipartisan, I like thinking about this in terms of how Richard Rorty, the philosopher, thinks about it. You know, if you're going to have a dialectic and progress, it's helpful to recognize within your what is your scope of your language game, and what is the scope of the language game of the people that you're speaking with, or the other interlocutors, to use a philosophy term. And, and the way you make progress is recognizing where you have a commensurate overlapping part of your language game and their language game. And unfortunately, the other side seems to continually not want to participate in that. You know, like Obama was just saying in that quote, if your whole approach is that we should do nothing, or other famous things like, you know, America works, so, you know, we ought not give any accommodations to workers, only to corporations, you know, corporate welfare versus public welfare and well-being. And then, the myth that there is something like competition in healthcare, and that's going to somehow solve the problem. When they continue to walk away and basically ground the conversation like grounding the football at the scrimmage line, then there's no way to have a commensurate conversation with them.
Well, do you think we can have a respectful, elevated conversation with them, that we can meld the two sides together based on the commonality of the fact that we're all Americans and we care about our country? Or Are we going to put our party and our reelection hopes? We're going to put that first, and we're going to look at what's a ticket to reelection. I mean, do you think we can do that?
Well, I mean, you're just talking about Udall. I mean, it seems as if our own representatives, whom we thought were embracing a new reality-based, not necessarily lefty-based, but reality-based approach, it seems like they want to ground the ball, too. You know, I mean...
Udall has a well-crafted image, but you cut that image aside and you'll find somebody who's totally different. I wouldn't count on him for anything. We'll have to pressure him all the way.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we should try to keep access even to guys like that, because, you know, that's our, you know, let's face it, you know, we're not going to have Marxist functionalist pragmatic type folks in there. There's going to be always a corporate representative, and that's fine. I mean, it's not as if we want to ground corporations. We need corporations to work, but also to be working for and with us. I mean, I worked for a great quote unquote corporation, and if every corporation was like mine, you know, I think that we'd be a heck of a lot better off, you know, but, you know, we can't allow the conversation to stray into nonsense. You know, and we have to keep it on focus. You know, we have to think about reality as it works. You know?
Yeah, we do, but there's always a question of whether, you know, they're capable of doing it. Chad, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Take care, dude.
Okay, we'll see you. Here's Ann in Littleton. Ann, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm kind of a new listener. One of my friends turned me on to your station.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I feel that since we, the voters, were trying to make a statement in November, that it's really up to the voters to contact their representative and senators and say, you know, you need to do what's right for the country and stop the childish bickering and stop the party bickering. I don't know that it will work, but, you know, the threat of other elections and saying, you know, if you can't do this, we will try to go out there and find somebody next election who will follow what needs to be done for our country. But it's also, you know, the voters really have to step forward again and keep them online, keep them up with what we want them to do and not what the party wants them to do.
Well, I think it will work. I think if enough pressure is exerted, you're right, it will work.
Right.
And we have to exert pressure on our elected officials. I mean, that's like one of my things about Mark Udall and Michael Bennett, is that they were part of this centrist group. Well, okay, there's nothing wrong with that, except they're supposed to be Democrats, and they're supposed to represent us and the people who elected them. And in becoming immediately centrist, I don't know how much. Well, all right, the bill got weakened because of compromise, and there's nothing wrong with compromise. But you got to be careful about that, because you're affecting people's lives and you're dealing with people who have families who,
exactly.
You know, they're like the rest of us. And I'm not sure, you know, a lot of people expected Mark Udall to be very, very progressive. And that's why they voted for him. A lot of us did, but you know,
okay.
All right. But you know, he's not turning out to be that way. I am very unsure as to what the real Mark Udall is.
Right. But
who did you vote for, by the way?
Gosh, I'm an independent, and I usually don't vote party, only because I don't believe in the two-party system. I wish there was not even a party system. You voted for the person.
Right.
So I didn't do Republican or Democrat as a statement, but I can't remember which of the other people I did. And I do research them, and I do look at who they are and what community they're from and, you know, that type of thing as much as I can.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I'd have to look back on my notes back then as to who I voted for, because I didn't get in and it's out of my memory now. But this is where we need to call on the ones who are asking for too much compromise. You know, even though we're from Colorado, we need to be able to contact them also and say, you know what, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with what you're doing. And you know, we have people all over the world that we know, family members here and stuff like that, and you communicate with them and say, do you know your guy's doing this? You know, get emails going to people you know in the other states where the guy is, like, compromising too much and your guy's letting it go, you know, like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, we'll do that. And say, no, we don't want to do that. We want it a little bit stronger. And, you know, you can't put one region over another one when the whole country is being affected.
Yeah, I agree. And I've always thought about this idea. Suppose you found a senator or a congressman or a congresswoman, whatever, who you vehemently disagreed with. You thought they were on the wrong path, or they made a patently outrageous statement. Why couldn't you target them with thousands of emails?
Exactly.
Saying, hey, drop the rhetoric and work the problem out.
Right. Right.
And see, I think you're onto something here. Because if we did that, if we had an organization, an umbrella organization, that would do that, and the only thing this organization would be to about is, okay, it's okay to be conservative, it's okay to be liberal, it's okay to have a reasonable, above board, adult debate about the issues, even though all of us deep down inside are inclined to say, oh, you know, you're full of it, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, but if we were dedicated to that,
right,
then you could single out legislators who apparently don't want to live up to that, and you could bombard them with thousands of emails saying, hey, knock that stuff off.
Right, exactly. You know, I often thought, like, you know, what would happen if I was really rich, because I really am not.
Well, we all like to be really rich.
And one of the things I thought of is I have some friends who are very political, and they're very good computer people. And I often thought about, you know, hiring them to do nothing but keep track of what's going on in the, not only local, but for whoever it is, like Colorado, but also the national, and then have them blog exactly what bill it is, who's for it, who's against it, who's causing a problem in it, and let people know about it. Because I,
you know, that's not bad.
CNN is nice and things like that, but they don't give the full story.
No, they never do, and the media never does, and you can't trust them what they give you. But you know what? Your idea is a really a good one. Hey, Ann.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And I hope you'll call again.
I will try.
All right. See you later.
You bet.
All right. She's got a good idea now. See, if somebody blogged about these bills, and that's all they concentrated on, was just blogging about them. So you knew what was in them, and you knew what was going on. Classic example is the guy who calls me between, I don't know, it was 6:30 and 7, who claims that there's this bill up that's going to take away everybody's guns. And, I made a mistake, and I said to him, well, there is no bill. But then John and I went, thanks to John, he pulled the bill. And the bill is about firearms registration. It has nothing to do with taking people's guns away. And, see, that's vital information that we need to know. Okay, more calls coming up, 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin, John Turk with traffic.
Jay, still working a couple crashes out there. The big one, northbound I-25 around Alameda, just sitting there on the right-hand shoulder. Crews trying to clean this one up, but going to find speeds in the teens from Bellevue all the way up to 6th Avenue, southbound side. Starting to recover a little bit. Now the jam's only from 120th down to 84th instead of 136th. Also busy. Speeds in the teens from I-70 past Spear. Our other crash, westbound Turnpike, near Church Ranch, seeing stop-and-go delays back around Federal. Also seeing a lot of traffic right now on westbound I-70 there in the elevated deck from Steele down to York Street. Your forecast, partly cloudy, cooler with possible afternoon snow showers and a high of 46 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 33. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here's something you should know. During the Buick Pontiac GMC President's Day sale, it's a great time to buy with incredible deals, including low financing on cars, trucks.
Why should you use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at Colorado Garden and Home Show starting February 7th, booth 2343. You'll thank me for my recommendation. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087, or at the Garden and Home Show, booth 2343.
The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center in Denver offers adult education and tutoring classes to help support and nurture families in need. Classes include parenting skills, anger management, and ways to reduce domestic violence. There are also courses in English as a second language and computer training. Free adult computer classes are available Monday through Thursday between noon and 2 p.m. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is a major support system for families in the metro area. The Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center is located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SolarRips.com.
That's 1-866-259-8206. Or drop by and see them at 201 Columbine Street. That's 201 Columbine Street, Suite 250 here in Denver. That's 201 Columbine Street. Street Suite 250, or call them at 1-866-259-8206. American Guarantee Mortgage. If you're in this crisis, crisis is not the right way to say it, but if you're in that crucial point in your life where your parents you're having a debate of whether they should stay in their home or not because of finances, because of economics, and nobody wants to leave home, or you're over the age of 62. Check out a reverse mortgage program. You got to be 62 or older to qualify for this now. 1-866-259-8206. American Guarantee Mortgage. 1-866-259-8206.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? Would you like to double your sales or even triple them? Sound too good to be true? Not anymore. Try Sales Genie and get 100 sales leads free. Sales Genie will give you the most up-to-date sales leads and mailing lists so you can find the right prospects and grow your sales. Call now and get 100 leads free. 1-800-500-5714. 100 leads free just for calling 1-800-500-5714. 1-800-500-5714.
Ladies, do you know why you have thinning hair? Because as you age, you lose hair faster than you grow it. Your hair just keeps getting thinner and thinner. Half of all women experience hair loss, mostly due to things like stress and aging, hormonal changes, even dieting. But you can help regrow and restore thinning hair with Pure Therapy. For a limited time, try it free before you buy it. 1-800-900-1741. This luxurious formula is even sulfate-free and safe for color-treated hair. The FDA-approved ingredient in Pure Therapy is clinically proven to help stop women's hair loss, help regrow hair, help improve texture and thickness so you can finally have the fuller, healthier-looking hair you couldn't have before. Have the hair you've always dreamed of. Try Pure Therapy risk-free before you buy it. But hurry, this is a limited-time offer. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-1741. That's 1-800-900-1741.
Thermal Advantage has just arranged to evaluate a new line of replacement windows. These windows must be tested in real homes like yours for energy efficiency. Many homes are needed. Would you allow them to install the new test windows in your home? They'll almost give you the windows, and all participants will receive a check monthly over a 2-year period for keeping track of the energy efficiency of the new test windows. If you could use new windows for your home, you must call right away. 24 hours, 303-430-SAVE.
We'll be right back. 42, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you, and dissent, discussion, and disagreement is what we do. Chance of snow, high today 45, but the chance of snow is about 30%. All right, let's get back on track here. We're talking about bipartisanship, which the president outlined last night. And do you think that this is really going to work? Here's Linda in Boulder. Linda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I definitely think we should try the bipartisanship discussion. I thought Barack was right on last night with respectful, the word respectful discussion. But I was asking John earlier, I wonder if part of it isn't the old-time, long-time politicians aren't a little bit doing a little bit of this, I'll show this young, hip, modern, smart whippersnapper a thing or two. I mean, I'm wondering if there isn't some disrespect toward, you know, what is this youngster he's doing in the White House anyway?
What I think it is that it's like anything else. If a tactic works, you have a tendency to use it over and over again. And maybe what's happened now is, and we can only hope, that these folks have gone to the well one too many times.
Right.
And that going to the well one too many times, it isn't going to work anymore. Plus, the American people, in poll after poll, and Gallup just released one the other day, the American people, both Republicans and Democrats, now these are the people, these are not the party leaders, they want something done. They want something done. And I think that if we don't get something done, then everybody's going to have hell to pay for it, because you've got people that are out of work and they need jobs. And
right.
We need to do something about the economy. Now, the question is whether you can sit down, whether we can sit down, whether Barack Obama, President Obama can sit down, whether Democrats can sit down with Republicans and with conservatives and have adult ideological disagreements and be able to work things out, or are we going to go into a situation where all guns are drawn and everybody goes at it and there's no accommodation and we spend so much time fighting that the economy gets into a situation, into a nosedive like a plane, where you can't pull it out?
Or are some of them treating Obama in their mind like their teenage son? You know, like, what do you know? I've been around here forever.
So. Yeah, there's that. But I'll tell you something. Hasn't he taught them and us and everybody a lesson? Through the primary, through the general election.
Mm-hmm.
Don't underestimate him.
Right, exactly right. So God bless him. I hope he just keeps on keeping on, but we've got to get this passed this week. It's just so, and I loved your last caller's comment about let's just inundate these idiots with you're being disrespectful, you're being an idiot, don't go there. So
yeah, I think you're right about that. Hey, Linda, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Davis in Littleton. Davis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
All right.
Hey, just to stick with your theme, I don't think the stimulus bill is going to do what Mr. Obama is saying it's going to do. I mean, 4 million jobs saved or created, I think, is a stretch.
Well, he said last night that not everything is going to turn out the way he would want it or anybody else would want it.
Right.
But that, you know, as he said in that thing about bipartisanship, we either have two choices, and the two choices are, we sit back and do nothing, or we do something. And not everybody's going to get what they want.
Right.
But let's not sit down and distort the situation.
Well, but to a degree, I mean, the economy will correct itself. There will be some painful times, but it will correct itself over time.
Well, how's it going to correct itself over time?
The economy's balanced. Supply and demand includes, you know, jobs and every other factor.
But you have no demand if you've got a situation where where you're spiraling down, and unemployment is climbing, and
right.
I mean, how did we get out of the Depression? Well, we got out of the Depression because FDR came up with a similar, as a matter of fact, he came up with a more even more radical plan that pulled us out of the Depression. And number two, when you talk about painful times, let's keep something in mind here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're not dealing with figures on a piece of paper. We're dealing with people's lives.
Oh, I understand. It's hitting me, too. Believe me, it's hitting me, too. But, you know, this happens in life. It's not always a bed of roses.
Not like this it doesn't happen. Can you name me a time where it has been this bad?
This is very similar to 82.
I think it's worse than 82.
It might get worse, but as of today, I think it's very similar as far as the unemployment numbers, foreclosure numbers, things like that.
Well, what he indicated last night, which is really true, look at the large job loss that has come, and it's the large job loss has come in the last 3 months, which
yes,
is an
been fast, yeah.
Yeah, which is an indication that things are speeding up, and they're speeding up in the wrong direction.
Yeah, there's no question of that, no argument there. One other point I wanted to make about the stimulus bill, Jay, is I'm really concerned about some provisions with regard to health care that they have placed into this bill, and they have to do with government oversight of health care and government access to an individual's health care records, and I really think your audience would be interested in knowing about this. It's on pages 445, 454, and 479. So read the bill, folks. There's some scary stuff in this bill.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that the government intervention in health care, I don't know that that's necessarily a scary thing. First of all,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. Go ahead and answer. It's okay.
Well, I was just going to say that for years what I've heard Democrats complaining about with respect to HMOs was too much oversight. In other words, interference between the patient-doctor relationship. And there are some things in this bill that specifically instruct the government to interfere and oversee that patient-doctor relationship.
Well, I think
I'd like to see people read the bill.
Well, I think that we've proven in the past that whether it's Democratic or Republican, that doesn't work.
I agree.
And what you're going to need to do here is this is another part of the problem we're in. What you're going to need to do here is you're going to need to do something about health care, because that's also damaging the economy. I talked about this on Monday. Do you know that my deductible for Mary and myself has now been raised, and I'm on United Healthcare's what they call their best plan.
Right.
It has now been assessed at $3,000 a piece. So when we went in the last 2 weeks, okay, to get medicine.
Right.
It was, one time it was $1,200, and the last time it was $1,000. Now, what's going to happen if you can't afford to pay for that medication? Do you just go without?
I guess you do.
But you can't do that, because you're talking about people's lives.
I understand that, and I agree with that. And I guess my point is I have a greater fear if the government has a bigger role, because the government hasn't done a very good job with Medicare.
Well, you know something? The government hasn't done a very good job with Medicare because at 1 o'clock in the morning, when most people weren't paying attention, I think if you go back and look at the record and you have that donut hole situation and everything else, the Republicans, and I hate to assign blame, but it's true, the Republicans ran that through at 1 o'clock in the morning where nobody had a chance to stand up and object to it. And I'll tell you something. If the government does such a poor job at all of this, well, okay. First of all, we don't know about that because we've never tried it. And number two, what can you say the private sector has done a good job?
Well, we still have tremendously good health care in this country.
Our health care, I'll tell you something, we spend more and get less than most Western industrialized countries. Go check out the record. As a matter of fact, our prenatal care, okay, is below that of Cuba. Go check out the record, and you'll see.
Now, that's not Michael Moore talking, is it, Jay?
No, it's from the World Health Organization.
Well, that's not exactly a centrist organization either, Jay.
Well, all right. I mean, but you know what? Go look at it. And if you're gonna counter what I'm saying, Davis, then you got to provide me with some way to counter it. You just can't repeat things that you've heard.
Well,
okay,
I'm not doing that.
Okay,
I understand. I will take a look at that. Absolutely.
All right, I got to run, and I love your call. And call me again.
Appreciate it, man. Thank
you. Okay. 8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk pulls the trigger on traffic.
Our newest crash, three vehicles involved on the ramp from westbound I-70 to southbound I-25, so things really sluggish there in the mousetrap. Also still working this crash, northbound I-25 at Alameda. It is in the cleanup phase on the right-hand shoulder, but these delays keep on extending now back to Orchard Road, so look for speeds in the teens from Orchard all the way past Alameda. Rest of the drive starting to shape up. We are seeing some jams westbound 36 from Federal out to Church Ranch. That's due to a late crash. Also busy on southbound 25 in those normal spots, 104th, again after I-70. Your forecast, partly cloudy, chance for snow in the afternoon, highs in the mid-40s, right now 35 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Tom Martino. Can't get to the home show? I'll bring the show to you at windowandsidingsale.com. Home show pricing means big...
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852. And visit the website, simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino. We're kicking off the new year with a big cash giveaway called Cash Blizzard. Now through February 20th, every Friday is Cash Blizzard Day. We'll be giving away cash on the hour from noon until 8 o'clock at night. Plus, a daily grand prize winner will get $2,500.
Wow, that's great, Mr. Money.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And my first choice for winning.
Please dial carefully 1-800-600-8119. 1-800-600-8119.
I just thought I had my own clapping in there. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour, chance of snow. High today, 45, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin. I got about a minute and about 45, a minute and 45 seconds. Steve and Mead, go ahead, man. You got the minute. It's yours.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking the call. Big fan, multiple-time caller. I just like to propose something to you that we may fundamentally have the discussion misplaced. Meaning, our today's discussion is about can we be bipartisan? Can we be pragmatic? Are we going about it the right process? I would say this. You got to walk before you can run, and I think Obama is right. And I think when he said in the inauguration speech, he said, "We will do our business in the light of day." That's exactly this. We have to continue banging our heads against the wall until it is fixed. And we have to push for a pragmatic environment to improve America. And we can't let up. We have to do our light of day, business in the light of day. And we have to corner these people and expose them for being obstructionists. I believe our energy could be around this. You have huge power and potential, Jay, and you did make an impact on this last election. You could call for, I call for, hey, look at the print media dying. I'm an old journalist, by the way. I got out of the industry before it started dying. Good for me. But the point is we need exposure. Why aren't we having congressional records of how people vote?
I agree.
Show how they vote. Wait a minute, I agree.
I got to go get the news, but I'll tell you something. Oh. I think we should discuss this mass email attack project. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call, man. You're the best. All right. Coming up next, Media Misinformation Report, and then more of your phone calls.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money. Find the nearest trash can and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment or not making payments at all, that's exactly what you're doing. Throwing money away towards interest and late fees instead of paying off your credit card debt. If you want to get out of credit card debt, completely out of debt, you need to call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. Credit One Debt Solutions works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we'll roll everything into one easy monthly payment so you can get and stay debt-free. Think about it. No more credit card payments. No more creditors calling. Stop throwing money away and start eliminating your credit card debt. Call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. For your free information, call 1-800-733-1744. That's 1-800-733-1744.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan. Financial System Rescue, Part 2. The Obama administration's taking the wraps off a plan that promises to make this batch of bailout money better spent. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, how's this going to work?
Well, the ultimate goal, Steve, loosening that super tight credit.
The credit crisis is real, and it's not over.
That's why the Obama administration is about to announce details of the new plan that could send over $1 trillion in public and private money to thaw frozen credit markets, responding to public and congressional complaints about the disbursement of bailout money in the closing days of the Bush administration. The Obama White House promises more accountability. Treasury Secretary Geithner warns that critical parts of the financial system are damaged, Steve.
It's Fort Myers, Florida today for President Obama as he pushes economic stimulus on a day a final vote's expected in the Senate. Charlotte Ray Nicely runs an office of community services in the area.
We came up with four items that we will present to Obama and say this is what we need. For example, roads, water, refurbishing of abandoned homes and rebuilding of unfinished houses, and community revitalization and sustainability.
From Detroit today, word that General Motors is going to trim more jobs, this time 10,000 salaried positions. Wholesalers cut back on inventories in December by the largest amount in 16 years. That could lead to layoffs and more trouble for retailers. It's almost high school baseball season, or is it? Economic cutbacks are threatening some school district athletic budgets and other extracurriculars. In New York State, education officials have ordered cuts that include fewer games.
It was a knee-jerk reaction, and that may be a harsh way to say it, but yeah, we're in hard times, but this should be an individual school district decision, not the state mandating down.
Gary Vanderzeen is a coach at a high school outside Albany, New York. With new damaging revelations every day in the Salmonella outbreak, Peanut Corporation of America is closing a second plant. The plant in Plainview, Texas, is suspending operations. Some reports say it's operated uninspected and unlicensed for years. The company's Georgia facility has been closed for a while, and it was raided last night by the FBI. It's a desperate scene in many communities in southeastern Australia.
I have
And they've got no fuel and no water, and they need some help.
It's expected the death toll in the wildfires will top 200. Hundreds of homes are gone, some entire towns wiped out. Officials have been criticized for how they've handled the fires, but some insist conditions are so extreme, catastrophe was almost impossible to avert. Ticketmaster and concert promoter Live Nation have dotted the I's and crossed the T's on their merger. An all-stock transaction, the new company will be called Live Nation Entertainment. An antitrust review could slow the deal down a bit. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 62 points. This is CBS News.
If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A Fruita police officer who stopped a young woman for minor traffic infractions responded half an hour later to the accident that killed the same woman. The 18-year-old rolled her car off of Interstate 70 and was ejected early Sunday morning. She'd been pulled over just a short while earlier and released.
You don't wish this upon any officer to go through what this officer had to go through, because not only were they involved in the traffic stop a half hour before, but they were one of the first responding officers at the scene to the fatality.
Fruita Police Chief Mark Angelo, people on the scene reportedly asked officers why they weren't looking for other people who may have been ejected. Officers responded they knew the woman was alone because they'd just pulled her over. Countrywide Financial will have to modify the mortgages of 6,800 people in Colorado. The firms reached a $7.7 million settlement with the state, which said Countrywide used deceptive practices to push borrowers into risky loans. Attorney General John Suthers says Countrywide will have to offer reduced interest rates and other programs to help people stay in their homes.
Countrywide has already begun contacting eligible borrowers in Colorado to determine if they qualify under these loan modification settlements.
Among options that will be offered, lowering interest rates to 3.5% for 5 years. And a Colorado State Senate committee has killed a bill that would have required all non-governmental employers to verify the immigration status of job applicants. The bill would have required companies to check a federal registry and reject applicants who could not verify their immigration status. In sports, the Avs skate at Columbus tonight and the Nuggets are in Miami. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where we're still seeing some big-time delays heading north out of the tech center on I-25, that due to an earlier crash that occurred near Alameda. Now the slowdowns, they stretch back to right around Arapahoe. That drive's going to take you about 25 to 35 minutes right now. Crews are cleaning up a three-car accident. This is on the ramp from westbound I-70 to southbound I-25. On the other hand, where we are seeing speeds quickly improving are on the turnpike 225. Same deal on C-470 across Highlands Ranch, where there are no in Yosemite, speeds there, 50s and 60s. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Through the Kohl's Kids Who Care Scholarship Program, Kohl's plans to recognize over 2,000 kids with scholarships and prizes. Nominate someone you know at kohlskids.com. The last day for nominations is March 15th, so go to kohlskids.com today.
It's chic, it's hip, it's trendy. And well, frankly, we want one. But more importantly, we're now part of one.
Oh my goodness, man, would you just tell me what it is?
The iPhone. So for all you hipsters who happen to have one, you can now stream AM 760 audio on it.
Wow, cool.
How's that for hip?
You're getting there.
Just download the free application from our homepage, am760.net.
J.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Chance of snow today, about a 30% chance. High today, 45. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 907, 7 minutes after 9. Time for our weekly media misinformation report. The senior fellow at Media Matters for America, Eric Bullard. Bullard is the author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. That's Free Press 2006. He worked for 5 years as a senior writer for Salon.com, where he wrote extensively about media and politics. Prior to that, he worked as a contributing editor to Rolling Stone. You can check out his work at MediaMatters.org. And Eric, good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Okay, I'm doing good. Can I ask you a question off of the subject?
Sure.
How does Salon.com survive?
They sell ads, basically.
I mean, do they make money off that?
Oh, I think they've been mostly break even for probably the last 5 or 7 years, ever since the dot com crash at the turn of the decade. And they have some patient angel investors that continue to keep it going.
Yeah, I really like Salon.
Yeah.
I read it almost every day.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to play for you something that Media Matters supplied us, and then I want you to comment on it. So let's listen to it together.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Our top item today, the Washington Post uncritically reported comments made by Republican National Chairman Michael Steele on the role of government in job creation. Here's Steele's original comments on ABC.
The government doesn't create jobs. Let's get this notion out of our heads that the government creates jobs. Not in the history of mankind has the government ever created a job. Those 2 to 4 million jobs that are projected won't happen. Trust me.
In fact, about 15% of the American labor force, or roughly 22.5 million people, are employed by the government at the federal, state, and local levels. And according to conservative media figures, President Obama's media honeymoon is over. Here's Rush Limbaugh, followed by Pat Buchanan.
Sorry, I have crashed the honeymoon, ladies and gentlemen. I've hijacked it, in fact.
But I'll tell you, honeymoon is over. There's a lot of wife beating going on.
For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
All right, the thing that gets me is Michael Steele made the statement that the government has never created jobs in the history of mankind. Now, this is a guy who's the head of the Republican Party. And he's somebody who you don't want to assume is stupid.
Right.
Okay, you want to assume that the guy has something going for him and that he's pretty smart. But how come, when he made that statement, how come whoever was conducting that interview didn't say to him, what does the WPA stand for?
Right. Well, actually, I mean, he did that interview on, said something similar on Sunday this week with George Stephanopoulos. And to his credit, he did sort of raise questions like, what are you talking about? I mean, he didn't press them very hard. A lot of those hosts are very nervous about particularly pressing Republicans. They don't want to seem like they're sort of Democratic shields. But Stephanopoulos was clearly confused by the notion that the government doesn't create jobs. Steele claimed that government only produces work. And Stephanopoulos was trying to get him to explain what's the difference between work and a job. But the next day, as we noted, you know, the Washington Post.
Repeated the same claim.
You know, the press didn't really treat it as this sort of gigantic whopper that, you know, here's the brand new RNC chairman on national television claiming the government can't create a job. I mean, beyond Stephanopoulos, I mean, the press didn't really treat that as a huge mistake. In fact, they just sort of, as the Washington Post, just sort of created. Quoted him. I mean, it's not really newspapers' job to, you know, when someone quotes, there's a quote, you can reproduce it. You know, the newspaper doesn't go around fact-checking every quote. That would take forever. But you could certainly raise the notion in the article that either Democrats disagree with this or economists disagree with it, or it's a very novel idea.
Or how about history disagrees with it?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's in tandem with the talking point that Roosevelt prolonged the Depression and that the government did not spend its way out of the Depression.
Which is not true.
So we're trying to, Republican, particularly in the conservative media are trying to sort of retrofit history. There's been a lot of comparisons between the situation Obama is inheriting from Bush and the one Roosevelt inherited from Hoover. For decades, half a century, almost a century, Americans have been taught that Franklin fixed Hoover's problem, the Democrats fixed the Republicans' economic mess. And now, you know, the conservative media wants everyone to believe that that somehow is not true.
It's unbelievable that you've got grown adults operating in the public sphere like Michael Steele, who, I mean, hello, didn't he read about this stuff like in high school? And then nobody in the media like sticks their hand up and says, well, wait a minute, what would you call the WPA? I mean, when he gave that first interview, wouldn't that have been scoring a coup to be able to take a gut shot at the new head of the RNC?
Reporters don't really want to take gut shots at the head of the RNC.
Well, I mean, you're just raising it.
Yeah, but they know that you know, if they're seen as combative with the head of the Republican Party, that there will be sort of hell to pay. What will be interesting is Steele is interviewed over the coming days. I mean, part of his job is to be on TV and to be interviewed. Will the press continue to ask him about that? It's an astonishing statement for him to make, and will the press treat it as newsworthy or not?
Yeah. See, I'd like to see that, too, because I think it is news. I think it is really, really, really news that
it goes to this pattern of Republicans within the media discourse and dialogue being able to essentially just sort of create their own parallel universe and do it forcefully and knowing that the press is not really going to call them on it.
That's amazing. It's amazing because you're raised to believe that right and wrong, that there's a difference between the two, and that you just don't make up facts.
Right.
And yet, here's a group of people, like Hannity, like Limbaugh, like Fox, like Steele, who make up facts, and it's like nobody questions it?
Yeah, no, I think right now, in terms of the stimulus debate, I mean, that essentially is their job, to make up facts. The new one is that the stimulus package is going to nationalize health care, that somehow buried within this economic recovery bill is a whole new health care system for America that only, you know, Rush Limbaugh and some other conservative talkers have been able to dissect. So, you know, this idea that the illegal immigrants would be getting $1,000 checks with the stimulus package, the idea that Acorn is mentioned in the stimulus bill and all kinds of money is going to be sent to this community organizer. It's the truest definition of misinformation. And right, the idea you would think is to have sort of this public debate and, okay, if you're going to be partisan, you might sort of shade the truth or exaggerate things. But with Limbaugh and others of the world, it literally is, let's just make stuff up and see how long it takes people to disprove it, and then we'll move on to something else, then we'll move on to something else. We'll move on to something else. And no matter how many falsehoods, you know, Limbaugh peddles, that he knows the press is, you know, is still going to treat him as being, you know, hugely influential and some sort of power broker.
Yeah, and we've discussed that before, that he gets a lot. You know something I've noticed about the media? And maybe I'm late to the game on this, but particularly talk radio. These folks that are, quote-unquote, the big names of talk radio, they operate on a lot of hype and very little true facts to prove what they are. For instance, here's an example. Rush Limbaugh nails a 3.1 rating in adults, total adults, 25 to 54 in Chicago. But that's 3.1 or 2 out of the entire pie.
Right.
That's extreme. Okay, you can make the case that there are a lot of, that 3.2 equates to a lot of people, but what about the other radio stations that are gobbling up bigger slices of the pie? In other words, it's all run on hype, and it's not examined for what it really is. that he's talking to a very, very narrow constituency.
Yeah, I mean, the base is, you know, the number that's always thrown around is 20 million listeners, but a lot of people think that is sort of wildly exaggerated, and if sort of any given moment during the week, the number of people actually listening, you know, at 12:30 today would probably be closer to, I don't know, 4 or 5 million. But if you do the cumulative for the week, it's 20 million. You know, even if it's 10 million, I mean, it's a nation of 300 million. And you're right, if you go from market to market and radio market to radio market, you know, he's very few markets. He's in any way sort of the number one radio station when he's on the air. But again, you know, the press doesn't really
That's right. But what they do is they keep throwing logs on the fire, just like they do with everything else,
right,
to blow it up, you know, the smoke in the balloon, so to speak, and to blow it up bigger than it really is. And they just seem to be more hell-bent on this kind of an approach than they are on actually, you know, actually reporting things as they are and putting the you know, laying the facts out there. They just don't seem to do that. They don't seem to, I mean, it's like they're part of the ginning up of the conflict as well.
Well, I mean, they certainly are ginning up this, you know, this sort of this phony Obama-Limbaugh feud, you know, claiming, you know, Obama had set its sights on Limbaugh and then Obama singled him out and, well, gee, that was really dumb and why would a president do that? I mean, the fact is he made Obama in a single sentence made a passing reference in private, you know, to Rush Limbaugh. And it wasn't even a critique of Limbaugh. It was him saying, you know, that Republicans can't govern by, you know, following the lead of a talk show host, which seems like a pretty rational comment. But, you know, the press globbed on to that and pretended, you know, Obama had declared war on Limbaugh. And, you know, obviously Limbaugh has been talking about it nonstop, but I don't think a single passing reference in private indicates any sort of...
Well, Limbaugh, in that cut we played, I've crashed the honeymoon.
Right, right.
Actually, there was a poll released yesterday or the day before, and I believe I saw it in the New York Times, which indicates that Obama is more wildly popular than even the stimulus package.
Yeah.
That he's at an all-time high. So, in other words, what honeymoon did he crash?
That's
none.
Right. That's right.
None.
Well, he crashed the Beltway media honeymoon. Because if you were watching and reading the coverage last week, it was all very sort of Chicken Little, and Obama had lost control of the stimulus debate, and you know, they're in over their head, and you know, Republicans have outmaneuvered them, and you know, a week later the stimulus bill is basically going to pass pretty much 90% of what Obama wanted, and you know, it's going to pass by, you know, probably 15 votes. Not even going to be that close in the Senate. And his approval rating is right where it was on Inauguration Day. And most voters think, give Obama huge credit for trying to be bipartisan and give Republicans almost none. So, yeah, there's a total disconnect in terms of the Beltway coverage and how Obama is viewed by the voters, which will sound very familiar to a lot of people who watched the Clinton years. It was the exact same phenomenon.
Yeah, same thing going on all the time. 9:21, 21 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Eric Bollard from Media Matters. Here's an example, and I got this from you guys. So here's an example of what I'm talking about. Media quotes the GOP senators attacking the stimulus as not targeted or temporary without noting that support for that bill was neither. Now, the media parrots that.
Right.
But I don't think they give the other side. I don't think they give an answer.
No, what you've seen, you know, we might have mentioned this before. I mean, if you watch the so-called debate, you know, within the media about the stimulus bill, I mean, if you were new to these shores, you would have thought Republicans won the election in November. There were twice as many Republicans on cable TV, according to one recent study, you know, talking about the stimulus bill. And any criticism the Republicans had of the bill was by definition newsworthy. Particularly in the House, it was interesting. I mean, House Republicans, John Boehner, is absolutely powerless to do anything about this.
Yeah, yet he stands up and acts like he can, you know.
Well, not only does he stand up and act like he's a player, but the press treats him as being important as having some sort of impact on the legislation. He is completely powerless. It doesn't matter. What he says about the stimulus bill is utterly irrelevant. And what, essentially, you know, any Republican in the House says about the bill is politically or just, you know, factually utterly irrelevant. But the press has treated it as, you know, if the Republicans aren't happy with this bill, it's news. I don't remember when Democrats were unhappy with, say, the Patriot Act, that dominated the news landscape for a week, and Democrats were ushered onto every cable talk show in the country to talk about how they didn't like the Patriot Act. Back then, nobody cared if the Democrats didn't like the Patriot Act. It was going to pass, and Bush was president, and maybe next time if you win the election, you can write the legislation. But Democrats won the election. They write the legislation. And the press pretends that, you know, if Republicans aren't happy, we got a problem.
Well, you've covered broadcasting for a long time. I don't think that it's so much that the media is right-wing. I think that the media is money-oriented and that they believe that this sells newspapers and garners attention to television and radio stations, or I should say cable networks, and that's what they're interested in.
Yeah.
And that what they don't see, because they're always behind the curve usually, at least nowadays, what they don't see is what I think is a shift in the country, and they're not catching it.
Well, it's funny, you know, Roger Simon wrote a column in Politico, which is this big Beltway outlet, and he's talking about how Obama was trying to scare the country straight, and he's painting this dire picture, and he's trying to petrify everyone in order to chin up support for, you know, the stimulus bill. If you look at any of the polling, even before Obama started talking publicly about the stimulus bill, Americans were completely petrified. No one has to be scared about anything. But sort of within the Beltway, you know, you have to understand, Washington right now is probably sort of the last semi-boom town in America. It's doing very well economically. There's lots of hiring. People are coming into town with the new administration, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of those people don't understand what's going on in the country, and this idea that, you know, Americans are being scared about the economy, it sort of highlights a certain bubble that a lot of people inside the Beltway live. No one has to be scared about it, about anything.
Yeah. It's just incredible, isn't it? I mean, when you're in a position where you're going to lose your job, you don't need somebody standing up to scare you. You're scared to begin with. I mean, that's pretty apparent, right?
Yeah.
All right, Eric, we appreciate you being on the show as always. Nobody has as much insight into the broadcast media as you do, and thanks for being on, and look forward to talking to you again real soon.
I'll talk to you soon, Jay.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. There's Eric Bullard. Go to MediaMatters.org and check him out, because he's the best. All right, 9:25, 25 minutes after 9, Turk checks traffic out.
Jay, crews have cleaned up those two accidents that have been hampering us for the last hour. Northbound I-25 around University, now moving a little bit better. We're seeing delays from Orchard to Alameda, but speeds are improving there in the 40s and 50s. Now, southbound side, also going to be a little sluggish coming in from 70 past Spear. But we have made the recovery on 6th Avenue, on the turnpike, that crash out of your way, heading towards Boulder. The only place I'm seeing some heavy volumes, but speed's still okay, is on westbound I-70 there from Washington Street down to 25. If you're traveling the high country, wet and slushy and spots on 70 approaching the Eisenhower Tunnel, going to take you into Eagle County. Your forecast, partly cloudy, cooler with possible afternoon.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is here. ProFlowers.com has an amazing deal just for online listeners. Get 15% off any flower bouquet plus a free glass vase. ProFlowers prices start at $19.99, so this is a steal. To guarantee Valentine's Day delivery, you must order now. Just click on the banner in your media player or visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone and enter password 15 off. That's ProFlowers.com, radio microphone, password 15 off.
Learn about solar power and saving money on energy costs with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community. IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts free seminar, is Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. in the Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge. Learn how solar electric works, how to take control of your energy costs, and save up to 60% on solar energy with Independent Power Systems free seminar. Independent Power Systems will help demystify rebate information, installation details, and what you can do to live sustainably. Join IPS Wednesday, February 11th at 7 p.m. at Highlands Ranch Rec Center at Westridge and learn how you can save money and the environment. Go to solarips.com/Westridge for details about this free seminar. That's solarips.com/Westridge. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts. Michael Haas is Senior Program Manager of Medtronic in Louisville and a graduate of the CU Executive MBA program.
I was trained as an engineer and enrolled in the CU Executive MBA program because I knew I needed to transform my skill set. I knew people who had graduated from the program and their careers took off. Now I know why. The faculty and staff are top-notch, and the whole experience exceeded my expectations.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty, and the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 Union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 Unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-600-5527. That's 1-800-600-5527. 1-800-600-5527.
Strumming my pain with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life.
All right, it's Roberta Flack's birthday, but I got to tell you, this is not one of my favorite songs. But we should acknowledge that it's her birthday. 9:29, 29 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, we're talking about, well, it's open phones now. And we can talk about anything you want to talk about, so it doesn't make any difference to me. Let's get back on the phones, and we go to Pete in Greeley. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Jay. You know, I have my reservations about Mark Udall and the way he behaves in certain critical legislative events, but I wasn't tuned in. I didn't hear your criticism of him on this version of the Senate bill. What are you criticizing him for on this?
I think what I'm criticizing him for is that he runs his campaign primarily as a progressive, as somebody that's on the left. But if you track his voting record, he always votes, for the most part, in a centrist compromising position. And I think that if that's what you are, then you ought to tell voters what you are, not wait until they elect you. And then you get into the Senate, and then they have to eat it for 6 years. And I think that that's what the problem here is. I'm not criticizing him for trying to reach a compromise. I don't think that that's a bad idea. But I think that you got to be open and put your cards on the table. And if you look at his past votes when he was a congressman, exactly the same thing. And look, I admit it. I used to carry water for him.
So did I.
But I won't do it anymore.
Well, let me give you my version of it and see if it matches with yours. The way I look at it is he's overly cautious and he's squeamish. And what he's just afraid, and he's looking out for himself way too much. I think it's more of a selfish thing that he just wants a long career in the Senate, and he waits until it's safe to vote. When it's safe to vote, then he makes a big noise about himself. But as long as it's controversial, he's too cautious. He's overly cautious when he should be a fighting Democrat in these hard times.
I think you're closer. And you know why I think you're closer? Because I got a peek behind what was going on there during the campaign. And he has a well-crafted image. But the image that he projects is not who he is.
No.
I mean, that's the sorrow of the whole thing. And the sorrow of the whole thing is that we got caught. And we got caught in the sense that you either voted for him or you voted for Big Oil Bob, and neither one was a really good choice. So you had to go with Udall because you had no choice. People are going to say, well, you're making these comments about Mark Udall because of what happened to you personally with him. Well, yeah, that's part of it. And then the other part of it is that I watched what went on, in that campaign and in that campaign office. And the guy is just, you're right. I mean, go look at all of his votes. And he's extremely, extremely cautious about what he does. And then he votes after. And he waits the last minute. I mean, I think a good example of this was look how long he waited to endorse Barack Obama.
Exactly.
He waited until it was safe.
He did.
And then he finally stepped in and did it. I mean, at least Diana DeGette committed to Hillary Clinton early on.
Yep.
And I think that that's another good example about him. So he's one of these guys that we got to stay on all the time to make sure that he says what he thinks and what he really believes and says it up front instead of trying to maneuver around and hide where he's really coming from. I have no respect for him at all.
Yeah, you're right, Jay. We got to stay on this guy because, you know, we have to become his spine because he apparently does not have one.
No, I don't think he does. Pete, thank you, man.
You bet, Jay.
All right. Yeah, we definitely got to do that. And I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be attacking him like that. But it's what I feel. And I used to get on here and carry water for him. Well, that's not the case, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'm not doing it anymore. And as a matter of fact, I'm not carrying water for anybody anymore. I've learned my lesson. Well, it's not any. I wouldn't say anybody. I'd carry water for John Turk.
Oh, I was just going to say I'd carry water for you, my man.
I would carry water for Ed Perlmutter.
Yeah, true.
I would carry water for Diana DeGette.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know Michael Bennett. He won't come on the show.
I know.
I mean, yeah, the guy's avoiding us, Michael Bennett. He won't come on the show.
I think he is.
Okay, thanks, Mike. We know where you're coming from. You suck. And then Udall. Udall is I don't want to say. Okay, what's traffic look like, John?
Jay, traffic is looking really a lot better than it was about an hour ago. We've got rid of those crashes on the Turnpike and on 25 around downtown. Only places where you've seen some heavy volumes and some slower speeds is on the 25 stretch northbound from Orchard to Alameda. That's due to that earlier accident. Also a little busy coming southbound from around Park Avenue to Spear Boulevard. No problems now in Northland. No problems to report on 225 in Aurora or on C-470 if you're traveling across Littleton and Highlands Ranch in both directions. You do want to be careful, though, if you're traveling on 70 up in the mountains today. We have some wet and slushy spots. As you approach the Eisenhower Tunnel, that'll take you past Vail. Your forecast, partly cloudy with a chance for snow in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-40s right now. 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and...
Derek Figueroa, CFO for Denver-based Seattle Fish Company, on why he picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I did a lot of research on executive MBA programs, and CU was the one that came back with the best recommendation. CU's executive MBA allowed me to go back into my company and contribute in key ways that I couldn't have before. It's really paid off. Check it out for yourself.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte, fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. So find out how you can help. Visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Why are more Colorado families and businesses choosing Simple Solar? The answer is simple. After a decade of designing, installing, and financing solar solutions for hundreds of customers, we make it all simple and easy for you. Call 303-541-9852 and visit the website simplesolar.com. Mention this ad to qualify for a free solar monitoring system and learn how easy it is to save money and the planet. The choice is simple. simplesolar.com.
Open your wallet. Now take out all your money. Find the nearest trash can and throw it all away. Sound crazy? Well, if you have a credit card and are barely making the minimum payment or not making payments at all, that's exactly what you're doing. Throwing money away towards interest and late fees instead of paying off your credit card debt. If you want to get out of credit card debt, completely out of debt, you need to call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. Credit One Debt Solutions works directly with you and your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we'll roll everything into one easy monthly payment so you can get and stay debt-free. Think about it. No more credit card payments. No more creditors calling. Stop throwing money away and start eliminating your credit card debt. Call Credit One Debt Solutions today for free information. 1-800-733-1744. For your free information, call 1-800-733-1744. That's 1-800-733-1744.
Boy, you know the cold makes me do that every time. Hang on. Okay. 9:40, 40 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Martin along with you. Open phones, 303-713-7600. What phone number am I repeating? I don't need any facts in front of me. I just make things up. Let's go to Shelley in Parker. Shelley, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I don't think we should compromise with Republicans anymore. Obama has already tried it. All they want to do is defeat him, and all it does is weaken the stimulus bill, which it already has. It took out a lot of good things. And this Republican Party, they're just too far right, and I've never seen it this bad. And we have too many conservative Democrats that aren't voting with him, and I just think we need more liberals and progressives in our government, or we're not going to accomplish what we need.
Well, right now, as far as the Senate goes, we don't have them. And the other thing is that while I feel the same way you do at times, I also look at the divisiveness, and I wonder if the divisiveness is any good for the country. And I don't think that it really is.
No.
And I think that Obama said last night about building up trust, and that it will come over time, and I think that he's got something going there. I mean, I think he's right about that, is that he's not going to give in. He said that. I think there's a lot of underestimating of him, but he is willing to listen to other points of view, and he is willing to compromise to get things done. And right now, the American people want something done. And so we either have a choice to sit there and argue back and forth in an uncivil manner or discuss in a civil manner and try to work out something where everybody hurts a little bit so that it's a good deal because nobody gets exactly what they want.
Yes, well, in England, I don't know where I saw this, whether it was on C-SPAN or what, but they're rioting over there because they have the same situation we do. All the people that are out of work, they're marching in the streets. You don't see that on TV. Maybe we need to do that. You know, to all the people that are unemployed should get together and put a march on Washington and make, you know, a demand that the government do something. If it doesn't work out, if they keep on trying to defeat him and what he's trying to do, you know. And,
well, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, except I wouldn't use the word riot. I'd use the word march or demonstration.
Yeah, they were demonstrating in England, and they were lighting fires. I guess it's a little extreme, but they're really upset over there, and they're not taking it lying down.
Well, we don't want to have civil disturbance.
No.
And then the other thing I think, which is a really good idea that one of the callers came up with, I believe it was Ann, that you get this umbrella organization going and you get somebody who can take the time, or maybe several people who can take the time, to blog on these important bills and tell you how the position of the Congress is on this. And if you've got somebody who is acting in an over-the-top manner, taking cheap shots and calling names, then we bombard them with thousands of emails.
Right. Yeah, because that's what the right wing does.
Yeah, and I think that would get them to be quiet. Or at least, you know what, I'm not even interested in getting them to be quiet. What I'm interested in them doing is I'm interested in them in knocking off the over-the-top rhetoric and getting down to trying to solve the problem.
Well, it's all a bunch of lies anyway. I mean, they just get up there and lie, and people believe it, and they just want to defeat him. They're all into power. That's all they care about.
Well, I think there are some who do that, but I also think there's some honest conservatives out there who philosophically disagree, and we ought to hear what they have to say, and they ought to be part of the mix, because it's their country, too. And we don't want to be like the former administration where it was their way or the highway, and the former Congress before 2006 where it was their way or the highway. That's not the way to run a country. The way to run a country is to bring everybody together.
Yeah, it is. But like I said, I've been around a long time. I've never seen a Republican Party this far right. It's, you know,
I
hard to compromise with them.
Because yeah, I haven't
so
either.
So far out there.
I you know what? I haven't either.
I don't know of one Republican. Maybe Chuck Hagel was a little, at least he was
honest about
the war. But
Arlen Specter can at times, too.
Yeah. But other than that, I can't think of any of them. I really can't.
Olympia Snow.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Susan Collins.
Yeah. You're right. But that's about it.
Mark Udall when it serves his political purposes.
Well, that's what's so disappointing. We elect these Democratic senators, and now they're too conservative, and they're not being strong with Obama. That's what's really disappointing, and that's what we don't need right now. You know, it's just aggravating.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, it is aggravating to decide what to do, you know, whether to stand strong or...
Well, they might as well be a Republican if they're going to be conservative Democrats, as far as I'm concerned, because they're not going to, you know...
Yeah, see, that's where this whole thing gets so chancy and so dicey. Shelley, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Open phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600, but we're kind of examining this bipartisan issue, and it's a complicated and difficult line to draw, because you'd like to think that we could get together, opposing viewpoints could get together, discuss this stuff in an adult manner, and then compromise and come up with a good solution that would benefit everybody in this country. Yet there are those in the Republican Party and on the right, and there are some on the left, too, who just go way over the top and aggravate things. And what comes out of it? I don't know. Does anything good come out of it? I don't really think so. Here's Trent in Thornton. Trent, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Hey, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for what you guys do on the radio. I think getting the information out, real information out, instead of just some of the stuff that we hear on a daily basis, it's so important. I think that it's a huge uphill battle for that our current administration is fighting to get bipartisan support. I don't think it's impossible. And I totally agree with what you're saying. I think ultimately that's the goal. I think we have to have people working together to try and keep the countries, the entire countries, not just the upper 5% interests in mind. But right now, I think we've given sort of the progressive movement has given the Republicans the easiest job they've ever had. I say that because I think what we've done, in winning this election is we've polarized them so that they all they have to do is spread fear, discord, and try and make people believe that we can't succeed. And
then we should call them on that.
Right. That's the easiest job they've had in 8 years. For the Democrats, we have way too much diversity of our priorities. Obviously so. We have a lot of things that need to be done in the country. So because of that diversity, we have, so many different people pushing for so many different things to happen because we've had our needs overlooked for so long that, we've just made it an easy job for them to just pick us apart. So what they've done is they've just done the thing they always do is they put their fear machine in working order and they've got it cranked up to full force right now, which, I don't understand is what can we do in the progressive movement to really counteract that? We really need to have something just as strong on our side to counteract the movement that they've got going right now.
I think what we do is what Barack Obama's talking about doing, which is you try to build up trust and you give them a chance, and then if they don't follow through with it, then you call them out on it.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's the way to go. Like, okay, fine, we're going to do this, but we're only going to give you 6 months or
right.
a year. And then, at the end of that time, that if you don't want to cooperate, then what we're going to do is we're going to start naming names publicly about who's causing trouble.
I certainly would love to see that. I think we've made their goals very, very simple. I think they look at it like for them to survive in their political careers, maybe not all of them, but for a certain percentage of them, and the ones that support them in talk radio and various other pursuits, I think we've made their goals simple. They feel like if they can make it look like this is going to fail, or even, better yet, make it actually fail, then they've got great chances for success at the next election, and
right. I agree with you there. They see it as their ticket back to power.
Right, exactly. And so that's a really tough thing that's why I say I think it's an uphill battle, because I think that's a tough thing to overcome. They've got their own personal self-interest in mind.
You know what? I think it is tough, but I'll tell you something. I'll say what I said before. Give somebody enough rope and they'll hang themselves.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we got to do. Trent, thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
All right. 9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk.
Jay, traffic's looking really good around the metro. Only spots I'm seeing there with some residual volumes, northbound I-25 from Colorado to Alameda, that's due to a late crash there. Rest of the highway system's looking good in Denver and in Boulder. Turnpike checking in at top speed heading westbound there. Do have some construction to look out for. Arapahoe and University, also at University and County Line. In Golden, checking at Highway 58 at Washington Avenue, they do have one lane of either direction there being closed and open between Washington and McIntyre Street also for traffic realignment. Also in Inglewood, Parker Road has some construction going on between Lewiston and Arapahoe Road. Your forecast, partly cloudy and cooler with possible afternoon snow showers. Look for high 46 degrees, currently 39 downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today's Valentine's Flower Fact by 1-800-Flowers.com. 45% of adults believe a romantic kiss is one of the most meaningful Valentine's.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
Dazzle your date with symphony tickets for Valentine's Day. The Boulder Philharmonic Orchestra presents Awakening Your Heart, a romantic evening on February 14th at Mackey Auditorium at 7:30. Enjoy a trio of romantic delights as the symphony plays Bach's Air from Suite No. 3, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5, and Mozart's Concerto for Two Pianos with pianists Misha and Sipa Dichter. For information, call the box office at 303-449-1343, extension 2, or visit boulderphil.org.
I'm here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Green is in, right? Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wild flowers, you can find that perfect Valentine's gift for your eco lover. Visit them at the corner of 32nd and Tejon, or save gas and earn karmic offset credits by shopping online at DragonflyEcoGoods.com. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
To diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Jim McCann. This Valentine's, give her something to talk about.
Now through Thursday, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering 18 long-stem multicolored roses, plus a beautiful Valentine vase and a box of gourmet chocolates, all for only $29.99. Just click on the radio icon to get this offer. Surprise her at work or home with flowers that will last all week, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Valentine's is coming up, so call or visit 1-800-Flowers.com today.
Pick the best. We always do.
After the hour. Good morning, Jay Marvin here. Chance of snow, high today 45, about a 30% chance. Looks pretty nice out there to me this morning, but what the hell do I know? Okay, 303-713-7600. Open phones are underway. We're rolling, but most of what we're talking about here is bipartisanship. And let's go to Ivy in Littleton. Ivy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. Thank you very much for a wonderful show.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. I just wanted to mention an idea that no one has said so far. I know President Barack Obama wants to have bipartisanship. The populace would love to have it. But the fact that these Republicans are arguing and being obstructionists just shows them as being immature children. And it makes, to me, I would think anybody with half a brain would look at this and say, oh, my gosh, these are awful people. They don't want to work. I'm never going to vote for a Republican again. I think that, in a way, it's good. It'll put the nail in the coffin of the Republicans.
Well, right now, and I failed to mention this all morning, but I should have mentioned it, but I just thought about it. It was either yesterday or the day before I saw a poll that showed that the majority of Americans – reject the Republican line of just saying no. That once again, those folks, and when I say Republicans, I'm not talking about the everyday Republican in the street or conservative. I'm talking about the guys like Boehner and McConnell and the rest of them, that they're making these statements and the American public is rejecting them. So once again, they can't read the room.
That's correct, and I think that Obama comes across as so above the fray.
Yeah, he does.
He just floats up there, and I listen to him, and he's more than some people's. I don't think he's coming across as this intellectual professor. He's coming across as very level-headed and very reasonable. And like I said, everybody else is coming across as childish.
Yeah, he's very steady, and he's the same way now that he was during the primary and during the general election, where all of this can swirl around him And these folks can, hurl brickbats and everything else at him. And it doesn't faze him. He just continues to move in the direction that he thinks that the country and himself, that he thinks that, he continues to move the way that he thinks things should move. And I think there's a lot of underestimating him. And I've been critical of him, too. Look, he's got things going on that we can all be critical of. Being critical does not mean you don't support him. But you've also, if you're going to be critical, you've also got to give him his due when he does something right. And I think last night, he didn't just give a speech. He had a damn home run.
No, I thought it was wonderful. And the fact that he allowed the press to ask questions that were not about the economic stimulus, but about Iran, Afghanistan, I thought that was interesting because former President Bush would have never allowed that.
No, he wouldn't have. And then there are going to be some today that on the right, they're going to criticize him for the length of his answers. But you know something?
Who cares?
Who cares? Because he made it abundantly clear about what he thinks and where he's coming from. And it shows you that he's into full transparency, explaining things. And it also shows that he's got a great deal of passion, which is what we need. Ivy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Well, that's it for this morning. We're done. And we'll be back tomorrow. Boy, we got a show tomorrow. We got a show tomorrow.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at Colorado Garden and Home Show February 7th to the 15th, booth 2343. Stop by for a free gift. Platte River Kitchens, booth 2343. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.